Hey, check 1, 2. What's poppin'? We're in the DealsDD.com studios or the basement for today's sports podcast.
Yes.
Maz asked me if I wanted two guests today. Joel Zamaya and the coach of the Grosse Pointe Little League team that's in the College World or Little League World Series. Maz has been really lobbying hard for this interview.
We are behind our team.
You are behind.
No, everyone in the United States is behind them. When they get to the finals, that is.
This is
right now, Grosse Pointe and Harper Woods and St. Clair Shores are behind them.
Okay.
I just totally dreamweavered out. What happened? I was reading my phone.
Sorry.
Something. Were you guys talking about the Little League team?
Yeah, you didn't miss anything.
Tom was.
Yeah. Joel Zamaya, I'm psyched to talk to Joel.
Zoom, zoom.
We talked to him once before. He seems like a great guy. He has great perspective. I really want to talk to him about Verlander, because remember when we talked to him about Verlander?
Yeah.
When he was struggling and he said he thought he was out of bullets?
He was done, yeah.
He didn't say he was done. He just thought he was
not
out
that
of bullets.
Pitcher anymore, basically.
Right, yeah.
Now there's word that he might still go to Houston.
Oh, for crying out. Yeah, well, he's pitching tonight, so it could be his last game.
Could be. This will be his eighth last start with the Tigers.
I'm just tweeting Joel Zamaya.
It's amazing that Zamaya and the Little League guy are only available on a Tuesday.
I know, it's crazy.
I really tried to get him on all the other nights. This happened to be the only night that there was available.
Totally crazy.
This is one time I do not believe you. Normally, I believe you implicitly, Maz, but we'll take it. You're here, so I guess anybody who wants to be here for you will be fine with sports.
It's not just sports.
I know it's not just sports.
I'm the one that questioned you. You wanted Zamaya.
I did want Zamaya.
Yeah, and I said, really?
Well, he's nostalgia.
Okay.
He's something old.
He said,
is it because
really?
That he signed your ticket that we have right here
no,
on the shelf?
No, although it was really nice of him. I really loved the guy. I just loved him. I thought he was a lot of fun. He was more than a pitch. He was a folk hero. He was.
He could still be pitching for us.
Well, that's one thing I want to ask him, is if he got loosened up and stretched out and threw for a couple days, did a little long toss, what could he hit that gun at? You got to believe he could still throw 90-something.
And he'd probably blow his arm out again.
Probably so, yeah. Hey, we all know our friends at Deals in the D have some of the best deals in Metro Detroit, but during their Giant 10 event, you can lease a new Ram crew cab for $199 a month. They're really pushing the Rams all summer long, it seems. Loaded four-wheel drive bighorn with heated seats, backup camera, even a heated steering wheel. Make sure you mention your friends from our podcast. Take advantage of this great deal. They want to find homes for all these Ram trucks at Zot Jeep on M59. Check out DealsInAD.com during the summer clearance. Zot Jeep M59, our dear, dear friends.
We're in the mid-August already, man.
I can't believe that.
Good.
How can it be? Wow, it's back to school stuff. Back to school still bums me out. I still hate it.
Drew, my stomach hurts.
Oh, wait till you have kids.
My stomach hurts for them.
Then you'll be pumped for back to school.
No,
am I going to have kids still?
You have a chance.
Hey, you never know. I mean,
I guess
all that HGH.
Don't you have all that stuff? What's all that stuff frozen in your freezer upstairs?
I'm on testosterone, too.
No, taste it. Find out.
No, thanks. We're in the ice trays.
Oh, you guys are just hilarious. Jesus Christ. Going through my freezer.
I don't know what you're doing while we're gone.
Just talking to somebody about nosy people.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm just tired of this idea that I have to be worried about people going through my shit.
Who's going through your stuff?
I know.
Well, I was talking to somebody who was suggesting that, well, they were talking about somebody not related to me, who was apparently leaving bugs in friends' houses.
Oh, man. What kind of friend?
And somebody got debugging stuff from, Spy Shack or whatever?
Yeah.
Are they still there? They probably are.
An affiliate of Radio Shack?
There used to be two. Remember, there used to be Spy King next to Spy Shack right on Southfield?
They both had great stuff. They're both great stores. But anyway, literally took a debugging thing into the house and found two bugs?
Wow. Cool.
Yeah, it's really...
I mean, not cool, looking but cool. For?
But then you got people who'd want to, look at phone bills and your phone and your texts, and it's just sick. I think it's really sick. I mean... You guys have experienced this in some way, shape, or form.
People going through stuff?
Yeah, going through your phone, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Well, not the phone.
Nobody's ever gone through your phone?
No, I live in a
world... Are you really married?
I live in a world of trust.
Wow. Must be some kind of... Nobody's ever gone through your phone, man?
Oh, yeah.
I mean... Wait, let me take that back.
There's no trust of me.
Let me take that back. They might have, but I didn't know about it, so I don't care.
Okay.
In other words, what do I... I don't have anything to hide. Do I have anything to hide?
Nothing.
I don't like people knowing what I'm saying to other people in privacy. I think that's bullshit. Yeah. And I think a lot of people know what I'm talking about, and they're getting riled up right now just like I am. It's bullshit. Joey? Anybody ever go through your phone? Turn Joey's mic on.
I feel like I'm on Mark's boat. If they did, I don't know about it, and I don't really have anything that I have.
You wouldn't feel violated if somebody read all your...
I found out, but I just don't know about it.
How about
it.
At work? Remember the old days? You know, you'd lock your computer and stuff. You guys would lock your door. Oh, mine was open door policy.
I did not trust anybody in that building, and I believe I was proven right.
Yeah.
You were proven right?
Yes.
Tom, seriously?
Well, people used to steal stuff at our Riff studio. People constantly walked out of there with books and all kinds of stuff left that room. Oh, where's that seat? Oh, yeah, can't find it. It's gone.
Yeah.
I had my doubts about whether it was somebody from outside or inside.
You thought it was an inside job?
I don't know. There might have been an inside job or two.
I always immediately.
Doesn't matter now. Ignorance is bliss. You guys are right.
Exactly. Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
But when people start talking about stuff they're not supposed to know about, you go, wow.
Yeah, well, that's different.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
Like stories around the dinner table, perhaps?
Crazy.
What do you mean?
Stories are told.
Maybe.
You know, stories told over dinner that were in, you know, supposed to be staying at dinner.
We did not tell either story.
Maybe somebody knows where you are.
I was trying to take a swipe at you.
Why would they know where I am?
I was trying to take a swipe at you.
Me?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Stories told over dinner.
Because he told
two stories with the dinner with Dan and Michelle.
Dan and Michelle wanted to know stories, and so they asked me, Maz, what kind of stories you got?
Well, if you got a story that is better than anything you're providing on the electronic medium, it seems to me you would want it on the electronic medium to really entertain a larger group of people.
I see.
Do you want to tell either story?
I got some stories I could tell.
Second one that you were waiting for Trudy's full undivided attention?
I told you guys that.
I know, but I can't remember what it was.
It was having someone sit in the studio and put a mic on during a taped interview.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you can tell that story, but not even say who it is, because I think that happens.
Oh, that story.
I think that happens in radio more than people even realize.
Right. You're probably right.
I know a show that did that, actually.
So during a taped interview, they would send someone in the studio to turn on a mic and just like, huh?
Yeah, in other words, the tape is rolling, and they're reacting to it by laughing, making it sound as if it was live.
And if they were in it as well, because they might not have been there for the taping.
Kind of silly. Kind of silly.
They should just learn to use, you know, drops.
Seems like you've been in shows with a lot of rules. Crazy.
I digress.
Oh, yeah, of course, Maz. Good point. Dr. Roche has $4,000 boobs. 248-338-1110. This doesn't happen every day, every month, every year. $4,000 boobs. Call for a consult. 248-338-1110. Exploring those drops.
Boobs are fun.
I went through the yuppie slayer. Somebody sent me.
See, why do you need to send someone else in the room to laugh? You can just do that.
Somebody sent me yuppie slayer, and Nikita Denise was at the top.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, those drops are so funny.
Mark, this is like the 105.1 days. You on the board.
Oh, I love running the board.
I know you do. Look at you. It's a
lot different.
You're like Captain Kirk over there, spinning around in your chair.
a lot of pins in the air.
Yeah. Tattoo removal might be something interesting. Maybe hair removal from God knows where. Maybe they do a million things over there, you know. But right now they're focusing on the Skin Tight and the $4,000 boobs, and the Skin Tight is doing amazing things for people who aren't happy with their skin, whether it's on their face or their arms or their breasts or somewhere else in the body. And the Skin Tight, this new laser, is doing amazing work over there. Call for an appointment, 248-338-1110, or go to the website and take a look at pictures, www.droche. And, all right, we're going to talk to...
Come on, baby.
Mark Arsenal?
Mark Arsenal.
Yeah. He's one of the coaches of this Little League teams in the World Series.
And his son, Jordan.
Oh, really?
If Jordan's available, he might be on the field.
Okay.
These kids get some swag, let me tell you.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
You sound jealous.
Big time. I am jealous.
Well, maybe your buddy will give you some swag.
Maybe he will.
And it'll show up in show and tell one day.
It might.
Do you guys see? I know, Mark, you for some reason, this is rare, you didn't read Brandon's prep sheet.
I know for the. I read it every day. Only to go, yeah, I already knew that. I'm just kidding.
Jeez, what a shot.
I just knew if he heard that, it would really piss him off.
Well, the best story he had was the Ypsilanti story about the the public masturbator.
Yeah. Which I did not know about.
Plato's
Closet.
Yeah, Plato's Closet.
I have a Plato's Closet in my neighborhood.
And is that right?
Yeah.
Do you go there a lot?
Yeah, I take the girls.
Oh. What's Plato's Closet?
It's like resold clothes.
I thought that was a kinky place in New York in the
70s.
That was
Plato's Retreat.
Retreat, okay.
And I've been there, by the way.
Have you?
Yeah, whoa, what?
Oh. Wow.
I've been there.
I didn't know you swang. I didn't swing.
My friend was a security guy there.
Yeah.
So he told me, yeah, I can come on in. Come on in. I can get you in.
Really?
Oh, some of the stuff I had to walk around was.
Jeez.
It's a story that will just keep on living.
It's actual audio from Tom being there.
Really?
And I will spank my a little bit.
There it is.
I want you to watch me how I do it.
I saw some of that.
I want you to fuck me from behind.
Oh, yeah. I saw a little.
I want you to put your fingers inside my.
Oh, why are they all beeped?
Mark turned me on to Nikita Denise's Twitter today. I have no idea why I went there. And within like 2 minutes, I'm watching her finish some guy with her mouth. I'm getting kind of excited. God damn it.
Oh, gross.
Get out of here. This is disgusting.
So read your Plato's Closet thing.
Never happens. Ever. So anyway, some guy is bumping into this chick in line, not at Plato's, it was at the other place in Ipsy. And she's like notices and he backs away. Anyway, he had a blanket around himself. He blew up on her.
Ooh. Oh,
apparently,
man.
Opened the blanket and landed on her dress.
Exploded.
He exploded.
Oh my god!
I'm on the lookout for him. I think there's a sketch too.
Did she see him explode?
I don't think so.
Okay, because think about that. If someone does that, wouldn't your natural reaction be to go no, your hand up? Because now you're putting your face and your hand in way of danger.
He probably did the bump and roll. He probably bumped.
What's that?
No, he
ejaculated and rolled off her.
We call it EJ'd.
EJ'd.
That's a good term.
That's even better.
There's somebody who goes by EJ. Irvin Johnson's not happy about it.
Who died, by the way, or is dying. I don't know if you guys heard.
No.
Not of AIDS, though. That's the only thing he'll never die of.
No, he didn't die, Tom. He's just really destitute and broke.
Yeah, he's homeless.
Who?
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson.
Oh.
You didn't know he lost all his money?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he didn't get a good return.
He's selling his rings, his championship rings, his Hall of Fame plaque.
No,
he had a cart of stuff in downtown LA.
All his movie theaters and the Dodgers?
It all went bust.
Nobody's seeing movies.
I'll be damned.
Yeah. So anyway, he's pushing a cart around, selling rings and plaques, and it's crazy.
I'll be damned.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
By the way, it was his birthday yesterday.
Well, hopefully he sold some stuff.
Yeah.
Hopefully he made some money and got a room for the night.
Always tell me thank you for listening to the podcast? Must you always?
Until you start listening.
Anyway, back to Brandon.
Download it on your phone?
Come again?
No, thank you.
No, what'd you say?
Do you even download it on your phone?
Of course, they're all downloaded.
All right. Sorry, Drew.
Back to Brandon. He mentioned he had in his prep a story about David Crosby, who says that Ted Nugent is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because he doesn't deserve to be.
What a joke.
Are you kidding me?
Well, you know why he's saying that.
Yeah, because he doesn't like his politics.
Which is stupid.
And for rock and roll to be keeping people out of the Hall of Fame over politics, that is so incredible. It's supposed to be complete free expression. What is this?
Well, how about sports Hall of Fames then, Drew? We all bitch about we can't put this guy
in
the Hall of Fame.
I don't think sports Hall of Fames have the same free spirit that rock and roll. Rock and roll is something that's supposed to encompass everyone. And I don't think sports are quite that. I think they're a little more judgmental.
They are.
Because there's some people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame who have, well, David Crosby for starters.
Yeah.
I mean, that's incredible. David Crosby, by the way, liked carrying guns around.
Is Phil Spector,
he did it quite a bit.
Is Phil Spector in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
A murderer.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Other murderers
I think,
in there.
I think he was one of the first in, to be honest, because he's been around since the early 60s in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, started in 87, I believe. So
that's pretty. It's pretty weak.
Crosby's gone in twice, it says.
Yes.
Yes. Why?
And you know, I was reading about Glenn Campbell. By the way, I don't think this guy gets nearly his due. First of all, there's a great piece of him online of some of his guitar solos, him playing with a guitar on top of his head, and he is one of the fastest players. Alice Cooper said Eddie Van Halen wanted lessons from Glenn Campbell.
I heard that
interview.
Yeah, that was.
I don't know. I'm not sure how that all panned out. But anyway.
I heard that on the Beatles Network.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Beatles Channel. Keep calling it the network.
The Nugent thing is such crap. You know, I looked it up just because. I don't know why I looked it up. There's no doubt in my mind. He was one of the biggest touring acts of the 70s, period. He was a huge act, especially, I think, 75, 76, 77. He was one of the top. And, yeah, now we're talking.
I am a lineman for the county.
He's got a triple platinum album. He's got like four or five double platinum albums. That's a lot of record sales. And I guarantee it dwarfs a lot of people in the Hall of Fame. And, his guitar playing is certainly ranks.
Where's Prince there? Guitar-wise.
Prince, he's up there. I'd say top 30, maybe. There's a list on Rolling Stone.
How many Beatles are in there?
George Harrison might be in the top, 70, 50. I'd love to see him higher.
McCartney?
McCartney's a bass player, so he doesn't get the credit. McCartney rates as one of the top bass players of all time. Many people call him... Sting calls him the godfather of bass. But McCartney would say James Jamerson from Motown is the best bass player. So there.
And the Wichita lineman is still on the la 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 line.
Mark, I just wanted to play that drop. That's the only reason the song came up.
Do you like how I goosed the hang up too?
Rolling Stone. Top 100.
Wait.
Guitarists. I feel like Homer reading the 1-900. Talking along with it.
Cincinnati.
Come on, don't they know this costs money?
That is a very funny drop.
Jay and I were looking at this list one day, and it's really bad.
The 100 guitarists?
Yeah, well, first off, there's a bunch of different lists like that online that different people have done. And when you find it, there's some really debatable things.
Bonnie Raitt is...
There you go, there's one.
We have to be politically correct with guitarists, yes. Too. James Hetfield is only 87? Really?
Yeah.
How about your boy...
Perry is 84th?
How about Hendrix?
He's got to be one.
Hendrix is
going to
be one or two for sure. He's going to be one, I would think.
B.B. Sky King?
Mike Campbell, 79. Willie Nelson, 77. I love Willie Nelson, though. He plays old Trigger. Dick Dale, he should be higher. Kurt Cobain, I would not put him at 73. I don't think he's that good. Really? Jack White at 70.
Jack White's a great guitarist.
He's a good guitar player. That's pretty high, though. I mean, there's a lot of people. T-Bone Walker, Leslie West, 66, Slash, 65, Duane Eddy. Duane Eddy, only 64? You know, context makes it really difficult to make a list like this. Dickie Betts, 61. Ron Ashton from the Stooges at 60. Wow, the Stooges get, in my opinion, a little too much critical acclaim, and I love the Stooges, but I just didn't think they were that good. I thought they were great. John Lennon, 55.
You're right 52% of the time. You're wrong 48% of the time.
Why didn't you say that before?
Okay, Jimmy, you're off the hook. We got Miami, Cincinnati coming up. Any thoughts?
I certainly do, Brett. I hereby declare Miami to be Smooth Jimmy's lock of the week.
He's got a giant lock.
It's a big lock, all right. I just don't trust that guy.
In the Cincinnati-Miami game, I declare Cincinnati to be my shoe-in of the week.
Giant shoe.
They both make a good case.
After evaluating millions of pieces of data in the...
Fill me in on this episode
you're
playing.
Whose
balls are they busting?
Cincinnati by
Homer, of course.
200 points. Why, you worthless hunk of junk.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winners.
Yeah!
I know the winners. So call me now. Whoa! $5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute. You have reached the coach's hot
line.
I love
it. Lay it on me, coach.
In the game of Miami versus
Cincinnati. Come on, don't you realize this is costing me money?
We must consider many things. The wind...
Not the wind!
...is blowing out of the west at 5...
...miles per hour.
Knots.
Knots. Oh, ridiculous!
He was supposed to be hanging out with Lisa.
Yeah.
On a Sunday.
Right. And Lisa realized he was betting, and he pointed out that...
The betting guy. Who was he supposed to be, like Jimmy the Greek or something like that?
The first guy was, yeah. The Phil Hartman voice.
Okay.
John Lennon's 55th on the list. I don't think John Lennon would even put himself that high. Joe Walsh is 54th. How could he be one slot from John Lennon? I don't know. And I love John Lennon, of course.
How about the guy who's got a guitar named after him?
Lennon. Les Paul.
Yeah, Les Paul.
Well, let's see.
He'll be pretty high.
Johnny Marr, 51. Muddy Waters, 48. Oh, wait. I have to go somewhere else for the rest of the list? What this?
I told you.
It cut off at 14.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it cut off at 14.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I have to load more. Sorry. I'm very impatient, as you may have learned. Stephen Stills, 47. He's great. He and Young together are unbelievable. Jerry Garcia, 46. I don't know about that.
There's a new...
Mopler, 44.
Were you talking about a Grateful Dead documentary?
Oh, there's a bunch of them.
I think there's a brand new one.
Yeah,
out
this
on
is
Amazon.
7-parter, I think, on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I haven't seen that much of it, but it's very good. Okay, Mick Ronson, 41. He was Bowie's guy. He was very good. I don't know about 41. I don't want to say fake news, but the media is.
Wait, critics. Critics
frequently distresses me. Critics and, rock and roll critics.
Critics.
They
and
have their favorites,
yeah.
Like the Velvet Underground. They'll come up high in anything. They never sold any records.
No.
Steve Cropper, 39. We've talked about him and all he did at Stax as the house band for Sam and Dave and Isaac Hayes and Otis Redding. The Edge at 38, I don't agree. I don't think he's a great... He has some good riffs. I don't think he would even call himself that good. Randy Rhoads, 36, because he died.
Because he died.
Jesus Christ. He was good. Prince is 33.
Another dead
That's
guy.
That's ridiculous. He should be way higher.
I think I like him higher, too. Billy Gibbons is 32. Ry Cooter, 31. Elmore James, who knows? Scotty Moore, 20. Scotty Moore's Elvis's guy. Elvis didn't have any that great a guitar in his songs. They were just big songs. Johnny Ramone, 28. Certainly played faster than anybody. Bo Diddley, 27. Brian May, 26. Tony Iommi, 25. Angus, 24. Now we're getting there. Buddy Guy, 23. Frank Zappa, 22. Stop it. Who can name one Frank Zappa riff?
No one.
I agree.
It's well, you know, it's funny. I love it when we talk
and
about
if you
things.
Can, you're so eclectic, you shouldn't even be looking at a list like this.
You're going to scoff. I mean that. You'll scoff at everybody on the list. Uh-huh. We will get two emails. One, hey, come on, guys. Frank Zappa, check out this song and send us links, which is cool. We'll listen to them. The other one will be like, Bonnie Raitt is awesome. You guys don't know what you're talking about.
She's okay.
No, I know, but someone will take exception to that because everybody takes exception to everything.
Sorry.
No, I don't apologize.
Les Paul is 18. Neil Young, 17. Neil is great. I love Neil. Derek Trucks is 16.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, no.
He's very good. No, I agree. Yeah. He's very good. Dave Gilmore, 14. Albert King, 13. Stevie Ray Vaughan, 12. Oh, wait, is it George Harrison, 11?
Albert King.
I love George. Yeah. I love his slide playing. I don't know if he belongs that high. Sorry. Pete Townsend.
George
10.
Harrison. True.
No, I know, but...
If he was non-Beatle George Harrison, would he be that high?
No, I don't think so. That's kind of what I'm thinking. And Lennon, too. And to think McCartney would... McCartney's the best player at his instrument of all three guys.
Yeah, but he's got wings, and George Harrison has got the Wilburys as well.
I love George. I mean, I'm glad he's high. If he's that good, I'm happy. Dwayne Allman's 9.
He's got Yoko.
Eddie Van Halen, 8. Chuck Berry, 7.
Wait, shouldn't Eddie be higher than 8? Which, and I mean, now I know we're nitpicking in the top 8, but.
Yeah, I would think Eddie be higher than 8. Jeff Beck is 5. He's great. Yeah. I don't know if he's 5th. Keith Richards, 4th. He's fantastic. Jimmy Page is 3. I don't know if Jimmy and Eddie, that's an interesting two to compare.
Yeah.
I know I was reading Page's book, not Page's book, the book about Page, and they were talking about Eddie and how unimpressed he was with Page when he first saw him. He grew to appreciate him, but.
Because he looked at him and went, hey, who'd you steal that song from?
He thought he was very sloppy.
Really?
Yeah. He was kind of sloppy. He was kind of fucked up.
He just blew over Clapton.
Clapton's 2.
Yeah.
Hendrix is 1.
I don't think there's going to be many arguments about 1 and 2.
No, probably not. I predict we hear some arguments about this brief conversation. Why don't we get Mark Arsenal on the phone?
Sure.
From the Gross Point. How many people are fast forwarding now? Aww. Just want to say goodbye to all the people fast-forwarding.
Don't fast-forward, guys.
Oh, I'm kidding, man.
I want you to listen to what these kids have to go through. And parents that lose their jobs for following their kids to this World Series. It takes a lot of time off and a lot of money.
If Little League Baseball is more important than your job, then you should lose your job.
I know, but let me just put you in a situation.
Just saying.
If you were a sales guy, let's say, Drew, a sales guy, and your son was a traveler, a good baseball player, following in his dad's footsteps, you... But you never made it to the World Series. He's making it to the World Series. Little League
doesn't make him
World
a better
Series.
Player than me.
Okay, I understand that. But you need a month off.
It's a lot of time. Maybe the business is struggling.
Okay, are you going to stay?
Maybe they can't give a guy a month.
Are you going to tell the guy? Are you going to tell the kid?
I got to feed my family.
So you're going to tell the kid I'm not going to watch you.
I'm going to try and get there on the weekends. I think if my job's at stake, I'll probably my job. Without my job, what does my family do?
Well, you can ask Mark Arsenault from Grosse Pointe.
Don't tell me this guy lost his job.
I don't think Mark has, but there are people that have lost their jobs
okay.
over all of this.
Is Mark there?
I am. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Mark.
How are you? Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We're very excited.
How big a thrill is this on your list of thrills? Let's put aside having babies, and we know that's a huge thrill. But, I mean, in terms of personal achievement, where's this rank?
It's funny you said that. I had a conversation with my wife the other day, and I apologize for the hoarse voice. We've had a quite busy schedule here. So
I was very angry about it. I'm glad you said something.
If you don't mind. But no, it's second to my kids being born. That's for sure. What an experience it is.
Wow. Maz was just pointing out that a lot of these coaches that follow these teams through these tournaments.
Parents, in general.
Lose their jobs because they spend so much time going to these ball games that they can't hang on to their jobs. Does that happen often?
You know what? I have heard of a case with the 2013 team. Luckily, I was fortunate enough to be fully backed by my boss, and he said, "Hey, take as much time as you need. We're behind you 100%. We'll be watching you and go get them." So I'm fortunate in those regards.
Is that a Grosse Pointe business you work for?
No. I actually work for Orion Waterproofing. It's a union skills trade company.
Okay.
They're out of Clarkston.
Yeah, I'd say being a union guy would be a pretty big advantage in a position like
this.
Oh, definitely. I'm very, very grateful, and I couldn't express how exciting this is. It's something I'll never forget, and I'm sure our team will never forget, and it's just been a great, great opportunity.
Where are you guys at right now? I'll be honest, I have no idea the structure of the Little League World Series. What's next, and where do you go off to?
Well, right now we're in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, obviously. I'm sorry?
I was going to say, is it a little depressing having to go to Williamsport, Pennsylvania instead of going to nicer area?
Cooperstown, you mean?
Yeah, or, New York, Boston.
Omaha, Nebraska for the College World Series? Would that be better, Mark?
Yes, and almost anything.
I'll be honest with you. My older son played in a Cooperstown tournament last year. And, yeah, I'll be honest, this rates right up with it.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Right.
It's in the middle of nowhere, but it's tucked in the mountains, and the scenery is unbelievable. There's sea.
Well, at least the kids can't get in any trouble.
Now, Mark, the World Series didn't want the kids to go home after the regionals. They asked you guys to come right to Williamsport and, come get their gear. Tell everyone how that worked. You haven't been home in 2 weeks.
Still plugs coming.
We won
our
championship on Saturday. And we went back to the hotel, and we had a bus waiting for us Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. Loaded the bus up, and we shipped us out. We arrived here at about, 7:38.
And then you're staying there? And you're staying in other words, they wouldn't let you guys go home, right?
No. Right.
Are you being held prisoner?
They're prisoners.
From regionals to the port. Yeah.
This sounds like a kidnapping for crying out loud.
Are you on an airplane?
Yeah. I guess you could say so. But you know what? I think they want to. There's so much involved that they want to get the kids there so they can do their media sessions with ESPN and.
Yeah, oh boy.
And get their photos shoots and. Their credentials, and there's so much involved here. It's like preparing for the World Series. To be honest with you,
MLB. I did read there was some controversy in the Little League World Series. There was a manager from the East Coast who broke the rules, the mandatory at bat rules, and now he has to sit down. It created kind of a controversy. Do you break the rules at this point of the World Series because you got to win? Or do you still follow the sportsmanship rules? What is the take of an official manager?
Well, you know what? Yeah, I've seen that happen in certain regards. And to be honest with you, I don't agree with it because you're taking an at bat out of a child's hands that has put in all the work as all the other kids, and they want to get their chance too. So it's a little deceiving in my My point, we would never do anything like that.
But he was down two, runners on the corners, bottom of the late in the game, two outs. I mean, do you put up the kid who hasn't batted on purpose?
Yeah, I don't think that kid wants to go up there and strike out.
Oh, so take
the well,
take
that could be the case.
Can he go up and pull a muscle and have to be replaced?
That's what happened.
Wouldn't that cause him a bat?
No, Drew, what it is he didn't at bat a kid. The kid
that's what I mean. You should have sent him up and have him pull a muscle on the first pitch.
Well, but you can't put the other kid back in.
Or get hit by a pitch like Rudy Stein.
Don't have substitution. Sure. Okay.
But, yeah, that was unfortunate. Luckily, we try to get our subs in early in the game.
Hey, get him out of the way.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart.
Hey, is Jordan there, your son?
He is, Maz. Let me get him. Yeah, why don't you put Jordan on? I know it's out. We really appreciate it.
Good luck, man. Good luck. You got to beat Texas on Thursday. Go get him.
Don't let any guys.
Don't let any Japanese or Korean teams beat you.
Yeah, all the way, baby.
Oh no way. Well, that'd be the final game. We would see international.
America first. America.
Yeah, that's
USA.
That's right. Hey, right. Thanks, guys. We'll
thank you, Mark.
Good luck, Jordan. On. All right, Jordan's a good ball player.
USA.
Hi.
Hey, Jordan.
Jordan. It's Drew, Mark, and you know Jordan, right?
Yeah, we swam in the same pool together.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Remember, Jordan? We went swimming together a few weeks ago.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's better you didn't.
Maz, don't make up a connection to this kid that you don't have.
Do the authorities know?
Do I have to tell them? It was a house party. We were all at the house party. My girls were swimming. We were all swimming together. I have to give the name of Jordan for
not noticing the older man in the pool when there's younger girls.
He was the old fat guy.
Yeah, exactly. I don't recognize you.
Anyway.
Your background scenery.
Congratulations, kid.
Thank you so much.
Hey, tell these guys what kind of swag you got from the Little League. What'd they give you guys?
Oh, so first of all, they gave us the new Mako Ghost bat. The last Easton composite bat that's going to be released. And it's only released to the Little League World Series players.
And
it won't be released to the public and, like, we got some new Great Lakes jerseys, some arm sleeves, undershirts, gloves.
Told you there'd be some plugs.
Cleats, bags. We technically got everything.
Jordan, do you wear number 23?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't blame you. I would too.
Hey, what are your stats so far for the series, for this whole regionals and everything?
Say it again. I didn't really.
What are your statistics so far?
Tom wants to know what your bat pip is.
You have no touch with children. This is terrible.
He wants to know your bat pip and your WAR, your adjusted WAR.
So my stats.
Yeah. What do you bat? What's your batting average?
I don't think I don't exactly know my average, but
what's your pacoda?
I've been getting some hits, getting walked a little.
Sweet.
Hit a home run in the championship.
Oh, yeah.
What? How far did it go?
I would say 215, 220.
That's quite a cloud.
Jordan,
is that the longest?
Please.
Is that the longest ball you've hit in your life?
No.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Wow. What's the longest ball? What game did you hit it in?
I think once when we were at our home field, I think I hit a ball 270.
Wow. Did you take a long time to get around the bases?
Actually, on that one, I think I might have got around the bases a little quicker.
Really?
Oh, you're too
take
pumped.
Take your time. When you know it's gone, man, take your time. Point at the pitcher. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that.
Blow kisses.
So are you nervous you're in the College World Series? It's going to be on TV and stuff. That's a little unnerving. Does it affect any of the players, do you think? Or are you guys all just at this point, you've played so many games, it's like just another game?
Well, I don't really feel that nervous because in regionals, there's a bunch of fans and there's a lot of noise and I'm kind of used to it, but since there's going to be 10 times more people, I honestly don't know how it's going to feel. But for right now, I'm not that nervous.
Were any of the opposing fans annoying, like getting on you guys or opposing teams ragging you guys?
Well, some teams, they can sometimes get on my nerves a little if they they try to do chants on purpose to annoy us or once in regionals, we played an Ohio team, and our signature chant is Row the Boat, and our fans are doing it, and then out of the sudden, the Ohio fans start doing it, and they're mocking us, and I didn't really like that.
Those Ohio fans.
That's when you just kick their butts. Did you guys win the game?
Yeah, we won.
Dominated. Yeah.
They can row the boat all the way home.
Now, Jordan, when they air these on TV, which is so exciting, they ask you the questions like your favorite athlete or thing you don't know. What did they ask you and what were your answers?
They asked me who's my favorite athlete. I said Bryce Harper because he's a really good athlete. He recently got hurt, though. But
yeah, no, he's a great player.
They asked me what my favorite song was.
What'd you tell him?
I told him this rap song called Humble.
Is that by Maddie B?
No, Maddie B. Humble, isn't that by from Popstar?
No, it's this rapper.
Kendrick
His
Lamar.
Name's Kendrick.
Yeah,
Kendrick Lamar.
Cool. Wow, that's a good pick.
And they like ask like, what's your favorite sport?
What'd you say?
I said baseball.
Tennis?
Obviously.
Oh, I know. That's kind of a silly question.
Well, if you get annoyed with the media if they ask a dumb question like that, next time just say badminton.
No,
just walk away
and then call them fake news.
Hey, who's the biggest show off on the team? Like when ESPN asks them something, like you guys each have to do your introductions. I saw one of the kids on your team. Was it Chase Reinhardt that did like a 007? He said Reinhardt.
Yeah, Chase
Reinhardt.
Yeah. I'd say he's the biggest show off.
Did you guys get a kick out of that? Yeah, we swam with Chase as well. Did you guys get a kick out of that?
Yeah, we were laughing so hard behind the camera.
Sweet.
Okay, and this is a tough question. And if you're an athlete, you're going to get tough questions. What's more important, having fun or winning?
Well, in Williamsport, I would say having fun.
Perfect answer.
Really?
That's a perfect answer.
Yeah.
All right, sorry you're going out in the first round.
In all the other tournaments, I would definitely say winning. But since we're in Williamsport, I'm just glad to be here, but I still want to win. I still want to win some games.
I want to make it far.
Good luck.
What are they feeding you guys out there? You guys got a cafeteria?
Is this another plug coming?
I have no plugs.
I think the teams think. I think the teams think we're a really big team because we have a lot of tall and big players.
Cool.
Any mustaches?
Any sideburns?
Anybody got a mustache?
Anybody have sideburns?
No, no one has sideburns yet.
Paint some on. They're really intimidating.
Yeah, I might paint a mustache on with eye black or something.
Yeah, exactly. You guys wear eye black.
Yeah,
that's
you know what?
So cool.
Under your eye black, you should write Drew and Mike on under one. Write Drew on one and Mike on the other one so we could see it on TV.
Jordan, do they have any rules about like using it to draw a mustache in? Because you would get so much play on the internet if you went to bat with a fake Fu Manchu or a mustache. That would be hilarious.
I don't think they would let us because, like, in regionals,
no rule.
They only let us have a certain amount of eye black under our eyes. So I don't. Since this is the World Series.
Yeah, rules. Yeah, well, you don't want to embarrass your parents either. That's important.
You'd be all over the internet.
There's no question. It's a tough call for you.
Are you guys going to beat Texas on Thursday?
For sure.
All right.
Cool. Hey, Jordan, good luck, man. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
Everything. Hope you guys win. We're rooting for you.
Thank you so much.
See you, buddy.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Dad, for us.
There's your song.
There it is.
I thought he was going to say a Maddie B tune.
I like the way you like Maddie B.
I do not like Maddie B.
He gets a lot of play on this podcast.
He does.
A lot of hatred.
He was in town. He did a show here. This is disgusting.
Back in our 105.1 days, you had my daughter on to ask her about Maddie B.
That's right. Yes. She knew him.
Does she still like him?
Yeah, they still play his crap.
Really?
Yeah, they get a kick out of him.
His videos, they make him out to be the coolest guy.
He covers all these songs, and that's what they do.
I can't imagine. He must be making a ton of money. Can we check Maddie B. celebrity net worth?
Sure.
Curious.
He might be a millionaire.
I'm trying to think of a guest that you've had, that you've brought on, that has not required a plug.
What plug did I do?
Not required, but hasn't had a plug.
Oh, boy.
I'm just ragging
Gross
you.
Point.
You want to know his net worth?
Yeah.
$1.5 million.
Wow. Oh, I thought it'd be more.
That's just him. That's not his parents.
He's just starting.
It's all in escrow. It's all in a trust.
Oh, sure. Just like Gary Coleman. Oh, brother.
Well, they play the Southwest. So we're the Great Lakes now. Michigan is the Great Lakes region.
Yes.
And they'll play the Southwest region on Thursday, which is Lufkin, Texas. And then the winners will go on against the Mid-Atlantic, who won last year. You,
Tom, it's not about winning. It's about having fun.
We're in the Mid-Atlantic. Who cares?
We interviewed these people. Haven't we had enough of the Little League World Series?
I love it. I absolutely. Matter of fact, we have a viewing party on Thursday.
Our neighbors. A viewing party?
Yeah, our neighbors. We're all getting together and watching the kids.
Well, it's nice that Grosse Pointe is getting behind this team, and we've done our part now.
You have. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Today is August the 15th, I think. 15th, 16th?
Yeah, it is. It's National Relaxation Day.
Okay, usually I'm a day ahead, but I'm kind of screwed up because I goofed and missed Today in Rock one day. You want to check Today in History, Mark, see if there's anything important?
Which day? 15th or
16th? 15th. Okay. Elvis met with Colonel Parker on this day in 1955, and Vernon Presley contract was signed, giving the Colonel control over every aspect of Elvis's career. Probably the biggest mistake of his life.
What is he doing?
Other than taking barbiturates in the Army. Parker was not a colonel, by the way. He was a Dutch immigrant. It was an honorary title. He also had a felony in Europe, I believe. There was a reason. No, maybe it was in America. He couldn't get a passport, so Elvis never toured outside of America, and that's why. He was a veteran of carnivals, medicine shows, and the Great Pony Circus. He had no rock and roll experience whatsoever. And he took 50%!
So why? Why did Elvis sign with him?
I don't know! It's the worst decision ever made in the history of business.
This is just paper in front of me, man.
Exactly. And he kept him in Vegas all that time, doing those corny Vegas shows where he's doing karate instructions for 20 minutes in the middle of the show.
Honestly, I would pay to go see that.
I would too. No, I'd pay double. No, I'd pay triple. Plus, to get that speech about the bellboys, Jack, talking about
my doctor
is being strung out.
Very damaging to my doctor.
Dr. Nick.
John just came back from New York. We had a meeting of this. I have been a member of this organization for 5 years. The International Narcotics Enforcement Officers Association.
No, you
weren't. In recognition of the outstanding loyalty and contribution to the support of narcotic law enforcement.
It's not a waste that he is.
This award of special honors bestowed upon Elvis Presley and testimony. So-and-so. Lifetime member. International Narcotics Enforcement Officers Association.
Sounds out of his gourd.
Marty Scott Black.
Strung out. Why are they cheering that?
How old would he be today?
80.
So... I don't pay attention to rumors.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you
do. Movie magazines. They don't read them because they're all junk. And
yeah.
No, I don't mean to put anybody's job down. I'm talking about they have a job to do and they got to write something. So if they don't know anything, they make it up. You know. So in my case, they make it up. But I hear rumors flying around. Right, I get sick in the hospital.
Play a song.
Well, I was, you know, in this day and time, you can't even get sick. You are strung out. Oh, by God, I'll tell you something, friend. I have never been strung out in my life, except on music.
Okay, play a song then.
What year was this?
I don't even know.
When I got sick here in the hotel, I got sicker that one night. I had 102 temperatures.
He wasn't strung out then.
He was.
From three different sources, I heard I was strung out on heroin. I swear to God, hotel employees, Jack, bellboys, freaks that carry your luggage up to the room.
Freaks.
People working around, you know, talking.
Strung out.
Maids.
Maids.
What? I was getting, had a doctor, had the flu, and I was get over one day. But all across this town, was strung out.
I never did heroin,
so
Jack.
So I told him earlier, and don't you get offended, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to
somebody else.
If I find or hear the individual that has said that about me, I'm going to break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch.
Yeah! Yeah! Right, break his neck!
Play a song!
Go to jail! Get life in prison!
That is dangerous. That is damaging to myself, to my little daughter, to my father, to my friends, my doctor, to everybody in my relationship with you, my relationship with up here on the stage. It is dangerous. I will pull your goddamn tongue out by the roots!
Whoa! More prison time!
Thank you very much.
Anyway, thank you very much. That's a really
how many of you people saw the movie Blue Hawaii?
It's a really awkward transition there, isn't it?
Probably the most requested song. Let me get out of this mood.
Good. Are you going to play one then? Jeez.
Let me get out of this mood. Hold on. I just got to get a couple feels on my pocket. That's rude. Oh, Elvis.
I'm sorry.
Were Elvis. We? Yeah. No, that was a worthy.
Strung out, man.
Worthy distraction.
A great piece of great quality on that audio.
I missed your call yesterday. I'm sorry.
Yes, you did.
I missed your call. I was at
By the way, somebody's complaining that you incorrectly said the table book on Seinfeld was Kramer's? Did you say it was Kramer's?
It is Coffee table
book. Said it was George Costanza's.
Yeah, you said George.
You said George, I think.
Obviously, they know I know.
No, they were very angry, and they want a correction.
I heard.
They said, you don't know as much about Seinfeld as you say you do.
Oh, that's fighting words.
That is fighting words.
They didn't say that. I said that. I was kidding. 1965, Shea Stadium. The Beatles set a record with a crowd of 55,600 for a concert. They were paid $160,000. Mick and Keith were there. 1967, Jimi Hendrix on this day played the Fifth Dimension Club in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
What? He did?
Yeah.
Oh, what year?
Apparently been knocked down. 1967. I thought he was in Britain that whole year virtually. But
where would he was probably strung out. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. He's probably very strung out.
Fifth Dimension Club?
Yeah, Fifth Dimension Club.
Remember the Fifth Dimension?
Oh, yeah. Up, up, and away.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Aquarius.
Wait, Aquarius and Let the Sunshine In.
That's right.
That's a badass song.
It was, it was a wonderful play. Or musical, I'm sorry.
Oh, what was that?
There was nudity in it.
That
was
Hair?
I think it was in Hair, yeah. Wasn't there nudity
Age
in
of
Hair?
Aquarius.
1969, Woodstock was getting started. 400,000 at Max Yasger's Farm. Max Yasger's Farm.
Bunch of people are strung out there, man.
Yeah, people were very strung.
I'll have to send my DA guys over.
Drew, if you were old enough.
I didn't have
enough.
My badge or I would have arrested people.
If you were old enough back then, you would have went.
Oh, yeah, I would have loved to have
been
gone.
To Woodstock.
Yeah, I went to Woodstock in 94.
But I mean then.
Hendrix, CSNY, Who, CCR, Dead, Joplin, the band, Sly and the Family Stone, Country Joe and the Fish, Canned Heat, Joe Cocker, Airplane, they all played. CSN, though, you'll never see Young in the video because he would refuse to be filmed. Dang. And they I don't know why. Sly and the Family Stone set is unbelievable at Woodstock. That, to me, and Joe Cocker might be the best things. The Who are, I guess, pretty good. Paul Simon staged a free show at Central Park in this day in 91. 2000, David Bowie and Iman celebrated the birth of their child, Alexandra Zara Jones. 2004, Charlie Watts was treated for throat cancer, and U2 broke a Wembley record.
Did he get throat cancer from Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Yes, he had oral sex with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Did him in, too.
He did not see the Michael Douglas story, apparently, so he was not warned that she carries cancer down there. Anyone who touches that. Somebody got, I think Michael Douglas, what he doesn't talk about is his hand cancer. And, penis
fist,
cancer.
Fist cancer.
Yes.
Oh, God. Cancer of the fist.
Fist cancer.
Halfway up his forearm.
Jeez, forearm cancer.
He was one of the best, man.
Oh, boy. Charlie Watts or Michael Douglas?
Douglas.
He's pretty good.
He was damn
He's still doing movies, isn't he?
What was the last movie?
I don't know. I can't remember.
He can't. He's got forearm cancer.
Yeah, he's suffering from forearm cancer.
It's really weird, too. For some reason, he has foot cancer. I don't know why.
Oh, God.
What?
Come on.
What happened?
I guess he got that somewhere else. U2 broke a Wembley record when 88,000 attended their show in 2009. That's today in rock. Was there anything else on today that's important?
Well, in 2015.
Trump's press conference might be on Today in History next year.
It probably will be. North Korea moved its clock back a half an hour to introduce Pyongyang time. They decided
half an hour. So they're a half hour off plus whatever else?
Yeah, they're 8.5 hours ahead of mean time.
Wow.
I don't know. They just
made time
me
was
laugh.
The same everywhere. Apparently, somebody's a half hour behind.
I just figured they probably did. They moved the clock back a half hour because Oon was late for something.
I see. To make him on time.
Make him on time. So.
That could screw up.
No, that would make him later.
No, they moved it back a half hour.
Bought him a half hour.
He bought himself a half hour. So if it was 9,
right,
to 8:30.
Oh, God, that was what a brain fart that was.
But couldn't you see Oon doing that? Like,
yeah,
I'm going to be late. Declare, move the clock a half hour. Let's see if there's anything else. I don't know.
By the way, what time do you want to call Zoom?
Zoom? You want to give them a 10-minute warning?
Give them a 10-minute warning?
Yeah.
Oh, 1995. Let's see if you remember this name. Shannon Faulkner. Do you remember Shannon Faulkner?
Oh, wait. I want to say that she's big for some reason.
She is. She broke broke the barrier. Well, big like that. I don't know. She broke the barrier at the Citadel. She was the first female enrollee at the
Citadel. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what happened to her?
It was it has a bad ending.
She dropped out like a week.
Yeah, later. She dropped out. Oh, did you hear about the female
like in a week.
Female in the Navy SEAL pipeline?
What happened?
She apparently washed out.
Oh,
there was
boy.
One female in the Navy SEAL pipeline. We were just talking about that, ironically.
Yeah.
She washed out.
Yes.
We're so sorry. Oh, there's Shannon Faulkner. She is big. I was right. She's huge. She's like two Mandy Moores. Oh, boy.
Really?
A lot of necks, too.
Let's see her, Brandon.
Apparently, she seeked comfort food when things didn't work out at the Citadel. And I assume she's probably in the Navy SEAL pipeline now. She seemed to be determined to be part of our fighting forces. What is she doing now, Brandon? Any idea?
Eating.
Brandon's here, everybody.
Hi, Brandon. Hey, somebody said something very mean to you earlier.
Today?
I did.
Oh, he doesn't know yet. He hasn't heard the podcast.
He actually listens, though, like unlike some people.
You get to listen to the podcast, Brandon?
Yeah, I listen to all of them.
At work?
Yeah.
Cool. That's Boy, nice. Work must be fun these days. You can listen to podcasts and stuff.
Well, guests from there, you do all right.
Here's one. I've never heard of this. 1970. Does Patricia Palinkas mean anything to you?
No, not really.
The first woman to play professionally in an American football game? 1970?
Was she in the AFL? No, the AFL wasn't around. Well, yeah, there wasn't. No, there wasn't an AFL then.
Oh, she was.
It was a merger.
70 was
what
the
league was she in?
She played for the Orlando Panthers, whatever that is.
WFL?
No, that was 74-75.
Yeah. 1970, the Orlando.
Like a pretty weak professional league.
They played against the Bridgeport Jets in front of.
Oh, Bridgeport. Always has a franchise. Any important league.
12,000.
Sure, that wasn't Highlight?
12,000 fans.
12,000?
She was a kicker. On her first play, she was attacked by Jets defenseman Wally Florence, who made an attempt to break her neck, quote unquote.
Oh, man.
Because she was.
He could have been Elvis's cellmate.
Pull her neck out by the goddamn root. The Atlantic Coast Football League.
Never heard of it.
And then they became a member of the CFL, the Continental Football League.
Whatever. Trump, by the way, and I'm trying not to talk about Trump just because people get upset. I don't know. I've really been trying to avoid politics, but he was, oh man, was he on his game? I mean, for Trump. He was really on his game today.
His hair was very bright today, by the way.
I don't know if he did himself any favors.
I don't know if he did either. I don't think the fake news media is going to be very happy with his speech.
It kind of made the stuff he said yesterday ring a little more hollow.
Yeah, I would agree. I do think, though, he made some, you know, the thing about Trump is what you see is what you get. There's no surprises. I mean, he tells you exactly what he's thinking. if you like that, that's what you get. I thought he made a good point, though, when he said, who's next, Washington, Jefferson? I mean, where does it end? I was reading about FDR and the Holocaust yesterday, which a lot of people are really pissed about to this very day, especially people who survived the Holocaust who say he didn't do a damn thing, he didn't do enough, and he should not be honored because he obviously didn't care enough about Jews.
So Trump's talking about tearing down the statue, which is what they claim the rally was for. Now, there's been quotes saying that's not really what it's for, because, I mean, if that's really what it's for, why are they showing up with guns?
Well, why did they come to Charlottesville?
Because that's where the first Unite the Right rally was. The next one's in Florida. By the
way, there was nothing, it had nothing to do with the statue coming down?
No, that's really what started it, yeah. But remember that quote I read from that guy that said it's not really about the statue, it's about homophobia and, you know...
Whatever.
Okay, let's say it is about
I really
the statue.
Don't want to argue about this stupid
fine.
Thing.
Let's
it
say
was
it is
a disaster.
About the statue, though. It's a fucking statue on both sides.
Yeah, I agree. No, I totally agree. I thought
the statue in Durham, it's a goddamn statue.
I thought the police really, they didn't have enough cops. They should have kept those groups separate. They never should have been together in the same, within 2 inches of each other, because that was going to happen. Anyway.
What he really should have done, because Trump once again today was blaming both sides again. He should come out and talk about the anti-fascist.
He did denounce the group that was originally marching there. It vehemently across the board. But he then went on to say things that will get much more attention. I promise you that. And some of it rightfully. We'll see. Tiger Woods, yesterday, you know, they revealed his, what was in his system, Vicodin, Dilaudid, Xanax, Ambien, and THC. I know, that would be an easier way to discuss it.
Now,
anyway,
someone said weed, even.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, THC.
THC's weed.
And he went into this thing about how he was a mistake
that was adorable,
to
by the way.
Manage his medicines.
That was really cute.
Really, you know, after what we saw and what we heard, this wasn't a guy who was just a little messed up, you know, who crossed the line a couple times. He was hitting things with his car. He was passed out. He didn't know where he was. Wouldn't it make more sense for him to say, I am an addict and I got treatment for it and I'm better, instead of this? I understand. Of course, he doesn't know. He went to rehab.
Right, but he says he says
I'm learning how to manage my medications, as opposed to I'm an addict and, you know, can happen to anybody, which would probably be very valuable for somebody as perfect as Tiger Woods, although he's not.
I bet
you
he doesn't think he's
be.
An addict.
So he's acting like
I think he's a little smarter than that.
He's acting like he's...
He had trouble managing his medications. That was the main quote that was being played
today.
So
he's acting like, I went to rehab, I'm totally clean now?
No, he didn't say I'm clean.
Okay.
He said he has trouble managing
his
problems managing his medications. He didn't use medical assistance, and he should have.
Sure, because what doctor would prescribe?
Well, who would tell him to take all five of those things at once?
No one would. Yeah,
that's why I'm saying he doesn't believe that he's an addict.
His ego
won't allow him.
I suspect he's been told that he's an addict.
And he probably told you to go to hell.
He doesn't want to say that.
He probably told him to go to hell.
I don't think Tiger Woods is that dumb.
Oh, I'm sure he realized after what happened that he's an addict.
I suspect so, too. And I suspect that wasn't the first time he ever wondered that.
And he doesn't want his kids hearing that.
Probably not.
Okay.
Well, it might be good for his kids to hear it instead of to think that what was going on was okay. I don't know.
Now he's got a huge fight on his hands. Because if he's doing all that stuff, man, good luck, Tiger.
Well, if he has insomnia issues like he claims he does, I wonder about that, too.
That's just why he banged on Ambien. That's his excuse to banging on Ambien.
Vicodin, Dilaudid, Xanax, Ambien.
We know he's had tons of surgery. He's in agony. Thoroughly believe he's in agony, Tom.
I've said that from day one.
Tons and tons of pain. Not just physical pain, which you know he's in a ton of physical pain.
Yeah.
But he's probably in a lot of emotional pain from not being able to bang the whores anymore.
That bothers him. You know that bothers him. But honestly, if he's in that much pain that he needs this many medications, I would say he should not be playing golf at all. That's not going to get him better.
He's not going to.
We might see him in the senior tour one day. That's about it.
We'll see. Oh, by the way,
it'll be great to see him again. Do you feel bad for Tiger Woods in any way?
Not really.
I told you I did, no, Mark. But, you know, you took me to task for that.
I think there are better things people feel bad for.
No. I took you to task because you said you wouldn't trade places with Tiger Woods. I still, now knowing what he was on, I'd still trade places with Tiger Woods.
Well, he obviously has access to all the medicine in the world he wants, not to mention everything else, all
Michael
the
Jackson?
Ass he wants.
How about Michael?
God damn it.
Looking back, he was such a jackass as a pro. I mean, he absolutely, even after all that shit with the whores, he went out there and he was still cursing away in the course. I thought he was
What happened?
He was kind of an asshole, actually. I like him better now.
That he can't play?
Well, now that he's an average player, I like him better. I mean, he's a human nature.
Come on, guys, watch your cameras. Come on.
He's kind of a baby.
Jesus Christ.
He's an incredible player. I mean, he's the greatest player ever, probably. He's amazing.
It's Tiger. I need to do a huge favor.
Marcus is blowing it out right now.
Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you. So if you can, please take your name off that and just have it as a number on the voicemail. Just have it as your...
Let's do me a solid.
That's it. Okay, you gotta do this for me.
Huge.
Quickly. Okay. All right, bye.
No, Tiger.
Left it to the right again.
Dumbass.
What happened?
And a guy who so often hits a great shot, and yet he gets so flippin' angry... He forgets there's a microphone around. I mean, that was just stupid.
I'm just not interested in golf anymore.
Really?
I'm not.
Why?
You can have Jordan Spieth and whoever the hell else. You can have him.
Well, I think...
He was it for me.
We're not talking about golf. We're not talking about golf. We're not talking about who's interested in golf or who you like or you don't like. Not happening. We're done with golf.
I know.
We're talking about Tiger Woods and his drug problem.
Okay. Fuck it.
But we're done.
Okay.
Whoa.
Whoa. Ooh.
What happened?
Tom swore. The big one. Jeez. Yep.
It's time to call Zoom Zoom on the sports podcast.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I love Joel Zamaya. I'm a big fan.
Make sure you ask him, if he remembers me.
Okay. He was clocked at 104 miles per hour, 104.8, which they said was one of the fastest ever. Somebody's been clocked higher than 104.8?
I've never heard of anyone over that. Never.
He was so good for the 2006 Tigers, who made the World Series for the first time since 1984. That's a really beloved team, too. I love that team.
It was.
And
you mean the 06 team, right?
The 06 team,
yeah. That was a phenomenal team.
And he just could not he just couldn't stay healthy. You know, when you throwing a baseball is an unnatural thing. It's not a nice thing.
The elbow. Arm.
And throwing it that hard and that kind of arm movement, it was just too much, too many injuries. And it's sad he was out of baseball so fast. He was out of baseball by 2012.
He went with the Twins. He tried to, rehab with the Twins and get back.
I think he threw 13 batting practice pitches, yeah, and he
that was it.
Blew out his ulnar.
Which sucked.
I think Brandon's interviewing him right now.
He was at, just to bring people up to date, he was at the Tiger game a few weekends ago when I happened to have Drew's tickets. And he was doing autographs. So I got him to autograph Drew's ticket.
Was that in the Champions Club?
Yeah, but okay. He wasn't in the Champions Club.
Why don't we just interview
him? The entrance from the garage?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where he was hanging.
Okay, he was signing there.
Yeah, he was signing.
Cool.
Can we just interview you?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. I'm available.
Here he is.
Out in the West Coast.
Joel Zamaya, how you doing, Zoom Zoom?
Hey, bud, how you doing?
Great. This is Drew. We got Mark. We got Maz.
Hey, Joel.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Great.
Really good. Good to hear you're doing so well, too. And we were just talking about it's just impossible not to remember 2006 when I think of your name, man. It was just such a beloved team here. And what a magical summer. I'm sure you're never going to get over that one.
Oh, man. I missed every little moment about that year, man. It was fun, exciting. You know, we changed something in that organization that year. And, I don't think we can, I seem to say all this every time someone brings it up and brings up my name. And I just try to explain every little moment I can about that year.
When Mags, my dog's name, by the way, hit the game-winning homer against Oakland, describe that night, that post game, because that was everybody had such a ball in this town. What did you do, Zoom Zoom?
That night I went to dinner. I had a lot of family members in. I had actually my ex-wife's family. We had a bunch of people in, and we went to dinner and we celebrated. We actually went out to Troy. We were at the Capitol Grill. The Capitol Grill actually stayed open for us.
Sweet.
And it was fun. We just had some steaks, exciting, just trying to slow down the moment because everything happened so fast, man, and just trying to get out of the city without getting stumped on because everybody was so excited.
There's a great picture of you standing on the dugout with your arms in the air and the crowd is all on their feet. It's just a fabulous picture. I hope you got a great picture to remember that day.
Oh, yeah, man. I got actually a really, really big picture of that. Actually, the Tiger organization gave it to me. It's actually in my band room. It's actually almost takes up the whole wall. It's actually pretty cool.
Did he say band room?
Man room.
Oh, man room.
What man room? What else is hanging up in that man room of yours, that man cave?
Oh, man, I got a lot of cool things. You know, that year I was the set of man of the year, so I got a really cool trophy from DHL, And, I got some cool moments from the minor league system, too. I'm in the Whitecaps Hall of Fame. Nice. Hall of Fame, so they gave me a pretty cool plaque. I earned a gold glove in the minor league, so I got a bunch of cool stuff up there. I got a nice, really cool deer head because I like hunting.
Yeah.
And I also got a really cool amount of a mahi-mahi, a dorada that I caught down south.
That's now, what I was going to ask. I was going to ask you about your fish.
Oh, I love fishing, man. I just got off the water a couple of days ago. We actually killed it. Me and my brother had a good day. Got it all home because family needed fish, and we just split it up, played it, and split it up amongst the whole family.
You're in business with your brother, right?
Yeah, we do that. We fish. We do that. We call stuff to the market. It's nothing big, but someone has to pay the bills in the house. So, we work.
I assume it's probably a lot of fun to be in business with your brother. But what have you guys had any disputes that you can laugh about now?
My brother knows how I am. I'm the oldest, so I'm hard on him. We miss fish. Fish is money, and. When it's not tie right, or sometimes I'll tie the knots and one breaks on me, he'll get on my behind because he knows, usually I'm on his behind because he ties on the knots. And, we really don't get disputes out there. We're in the middle of the ocean. All I do is throw his behind in the water a couple times.
Wow, what a life. I was looking back at your career. You were 11th round pick in 2002. How could you throw that hard and only be an 11th round pick? Were you not throwing that hard then in 2002?
Oh, no, my story was kind of funky, man. In high school, I was only throwing 88 to 90. I had, I think what got me saw by all the scouts in this one game. I had a team up in North County, San Diego, that we played against. And they had this kid named Jesse English. He was a left-hander. And I was having the lucky one to start against that team. And it was in a tournament called the Lions Tournament. And this kid was pumping 93-94. So, you know, my juice kind of upped up. And I, that game, I sat at 91-92. So no one really knew who I was. I was playing a South Bay team on high school that really not many people have come out of. And, you know, and there it was, man. They were asking a bunch of questions. They asked who my father was. From that day on, you know, it was pretty cool. But one thing, I did have every team come in but the Tigers, and they ended up drafting me, which was pretty cool.
Well, what's amazing is how fast you ripped through the minor leagues, and then obviously 06, you're right up here. Were you prepared for that, or what kind of mental preparation do you do? I mean, you're a young kid, really, and now you're in the majors.
You know, my pops is not in the military or anybody, but, you know, my dad, he was like a drill sergeant to me, man. He told me not to mess around. He told me when you're out there between those lines, then someone's going to always try to take the job off, so try to go through it. Don't mess around. If you want to be in the big leagues, like you said, and you invested your time in, you know, there's only one way to go, it's up. So, you know, I was very fortunate to bloom into what I did, and my body grew into itself, and I got real strong. And, you know, I was a starter in the minor league system, and I was a really good one. I had decent backup pitches as a changeup, curveball, you know, a two-seam fastball and a four-seam, and my velocity was there too. So I was carving up hitters, man. And I think, you know, the organization, especially in Dombrowski being the GM, he likes his hardball thrower. So yeah. he wanted us up there.
And you came up with Justin Verlander, and you guys were so huge on that 2006 team. I mean, just the intimidation aspect was so cool to see you come out of the pen. I mean, the crowd loved you. He had a great year too. And I can't help wondering, I mean, that was just 11 years ago when you were so young. So I have to ask, and I know you're going to have you're probably not going to like this question, but if you got loosened up and you got in a little bit of shape and you did some long toss and you went on the mound and I got the gun, you could get it up there in the 90s still, couldn't you?
You know, I've been in Detroit the last, you know, couple of weeks, and, you know, I get asked a lot, man. You know, the funny thing is I still play in a youth league, Sunday league. It's 18 and up. Just to have fun, I stick at third base, but, you know, if a team likes to disrespect our team, I'll get up on the mound, and I ain't going to BS you guys, man. I've been clocked at 93-94.
Wow.
And,
sweet.
And just the other day, we had a fair here, and my little brother, he placed a bet on me saying I couldn't touch 90 on uh-huh. the speed pitches right there, and I picked up a cold ball and threw it at 91 across. So, you know, I can still mess around if I want, but I tell people, you know what, physically I can do it. Mentally, deep down inside, I think I'm just going to be a little bit worried that my arm's going to fall off again, man.
Yeah,
once you get that in your head, man, that's three quarters of the battle.
It's a tough one. You know, six surgeries, you know, that's a lot of surgeries on one arm. And, you know, like I said, I just want to have fun. I've made it. I told people I've made it. I've actually played in a big stage, which a lot of people work their asses off, teach my language to get there, and try to earn a ring in a World Series and all that. And, you know, I was very fortunate to be 21 and be in that stage and earn it and have fun. So, you know, I had fun while I lasted, man. For a minute, like you guys said, I was a rock star and I lived it. And that's all I wanted to be, was a rock star one day. And I enjoyed it while I lasted. Yeah,
the Tigers had you back a few weekends ago to do sign autographs at Comerica. What else are you doing for the team?
You know, I do the fantasy camps. You know, Jerry Lewis gets me down there and coaching fantasy camps. The Tigers usually bring me once or twice. Last year was three to come and do the sweet business for them, and then I'll throw BP for people one day, and then sign autographs. But like I said, man, it's like you said, you guys there on the radio, man. People love me. It's hard to even disguise myself in that stadium on uptown. Just someone's gonna point me out and show me much love, man. It's really cool. Really cool for Michigan and Detroit people.
Now you can't talk to Joel Soumaya without bringing up Guitar Hero in the injury that was attributed to Guitar Hero. And I think it was last year you came out and said, well, it's kind of a bogus story, but you don't really want to talk about what it is behind it. My only question is, who came up with that story?
You know, man, it's already worth you having it. It ticks me off when people ask about it. Don't you really know the true story is, you know, I got Guitar Hero that year, and that was a year for that game, and you know, I played the hell out of it. I loved it. I love video games, so I rocked the heck out of it. I've always, like you said, I've always wanted to be a rock star, so, you know, to jam a guitar and act like you really jamming it, I played it. So, you know, I played it, and then, you know, I had a bad little session in a year where my wrist started hurting me really, really, really bad. It just locked up on me, and we couldn't find nothing. We couldn't find nothing about it. We tried to look into it. It was my son mostly, and I couldn't get the ball. But you know, on my side and my thinking, it's my body. I was a very intense person in gripping the ball. I never grip the ball lightly. They say, you know, just to grip the ball, you know, lightly and release the ball against the man. I grip the hell out of the ball, man. And I think what happened is just like I grew some tendonitis that really affected that. So, you know, I come in, everybody's in the training room, and even the brass themselves and the surgeon, everybody's in there. Everybody's trying to determine what the heck is wrong with my wrist. Doctors, everything. I went and got MRIs. I got injected with cortisone. Nothing's working. So my big old mouth opens and says, hey, man, I'm playing this game as a car hero. Kevin ran our train and looked at me with a dust thing and goes, there it is. That's what it is. So from that day on, those of my eye was hurt by Guitar Hero.
Wow. I know. It sounds, a guy throws 104 miles an hour. Guitar Hero takes him out. It sounds so crazy.
Well, Guitar Hero took a lot of people out.
I was violent, man. My delivery was not anyhow slightly relaxed. I wanted to grab that ball and just throw the heck out of there across that plate, and that's how I did it. So, you know, sooner or later something was going to break down on me, and then you could see a lot of things started breaking down.
I got to ask you about Mark Fidrich, because Mark Fidrich was a guy who had one phenomenal year, similar to yours in a way, and you were, because you threw the ball so hard, people remember you a lot like they remember Fidrich. Do you ever relate to him? Have you ever thought about that, the fact that, you know, he was kind of a shooting star the way you were?
Oh, yeah, man. A lot of people still, you know, relate to me and him together, and you know, I look at it that way, you know, but, you know, some people's careers are that way. Some people's have, you know, one or two highlighted years, and then all of a sudden their careers start breaking down. You know, that's just the name of game of baseball. It's a real grueling sport on your body for some people, especially for people that do what I did. You know, it was just, I threw the heck out of the ball every ball, and I try to throw the ball every ball over 100 plus. So, and, you know, that's what people love. I entertain the heck out of people. So, and the same with Mr. Berger himself. He entertained the heck out of people the way he threw the ball.
Oh, he's great.
Freaking blew it by people. All that stuff, man. His attitude on the mound. He was just a funky attitude and entertainment out there. So, you know, I see it somewhat as similar.
You guys are both very gracious, too. He never had any regrets, and I don't sense that you do either.
Did you ever meet him?
I never met him.
Oh, too bad.
I mean, he died in
early 2000s. You probably just missed him, actually.
Yeah.
I think it was. Yeah, I thought he died later in that. Okay.
It was a while ago. He's a great guy.
It's his birthday really yesterday, by the way.
Fidrich?
The Birds, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man. Rest in peace, man.
Yeah.
Great 2009.
Guy. Hey, we talked, when we were at 105.1, we talked to you about Verlander, and we were really kind of, not down on him, we just kind of thought he was done, and he really has shown that he is not done, and I just wonder if that surprised you at all.
No, it hasn't. Verlander, I grew up with him in baseball, so a lot of people see, you know, I've seen that. I watch the Tigers a lot over here on the West Coast. It's my team. So, you know, I watch my boy, and he's one of the only ones left on our team that we play together. So he's just a bulldog. He's a bulldog. He's just, you know, to me, I think he was hurt. And when you're hurt, I know, because I've been there, you can't do your things at the main and max capacity. And to be in the big leagues, I tell people, you just can't be 100%. You got to be 110% to play up there. It's different. It's a different league. It's a different attitude. It's a different mentality. And it's going to be, to me, he was hurt. And it's like, well, man, that's out at Mickey right now. I mean, he's not showing like he used to be. I feel like he's hurt. But back to JV, you know, and he's getting older, guys. Think about it. That throws the hell out of the ball, too. As a starter, he throws over 200 innings a year, strikes out over 200 guys. You know, sometimes he really has to do it on himself because we've seen lately that to rely on the bullpen, shit, you got to be throwing quarters in the slot machine hopefully you hit the jackpot, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know, man. To me, my boy JV's always going to be a strong dude, and he's going to give it all he can. So, like what happened to me, so his arm falls off.
Well, I love watching him play. I'm so glad he's still here. I don't know how long it'll last, but I'm going to enjoy every start, including tonight's. Joel, it's great to talk to you, man. I'm so glad you're doing well. And like I said, you sound so gracious about your time here, and we enjoyed the hell out of it. It's just great to talk to you, man.
Hey, you guys. Thank you, man. Like I said, warm up to all my Detroit people, man. I love you guys, man.
Hey, do you remember meeting Tom Mazzaway at the baseball game, by the way? He said, oh, Joel will remember me. You signed a couple things for him. He's a big, heavy guy.
He wouldn't leave you alone.
I do, man. I do. I meet a lot of people, but there's some people that I'll recognize, babe.
That's a good answer, Joel.
He makes his mark.
Thanks for the time, guys. Brother. Nice talking to you.
Thanks, Joel.
Bye-bye.
All right. Joel Zamaya.
He just called me a big, heavy guy.
I didn't know how else he'd remember you. I don't know. What's he supposed to say?
We've
got two people having trouble identifying you. The kid in the pool and Joel at the
that's true.
At the ballpark.
I'm unrecognizable, I guess.
You realize after you said it how ridiculous it sounded.
Isn't that the way I roll?
I know. It's so funny.
It cracks me up. You know, when we were talking to the lady in West Bloomfield, by the way, we've heard from her neighbors.
With
the cucaracha lawnmower husband. And you asked kind of a question that I think you, when it got out of your mouth, you wish you hadn't answered. And she said, huh? And you had to ask it again. It really made me laugh. But
that's good.
Anyway, I don't know what the neighbors thought of her on our show.
If they listened.
Yeah, they did listen.
That's great.
Yeah, they were fed the podcast, apparently.
Of course. So there's moles there, too, right?
Yeah.
There's moles everywhere.
There's moles all over. I see our numbers are kind of flat, and I'm going, it seems like everybody's listening to this podcast. Everybody's hearing about it. I don't know. I'll take it. Whatever.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Oh, I'm not being hard.
Okay, just, good.
It's, I got to read spots. Jeez. Don't forget that part. Are you a small business owner concerned about the rising cost of group health care, or maybe you're looking to start a company retirement plan or redesign your existing plan? Luke Nowacki's team at NFC Pinnacle Wealth Strategies can help answer many of the questions you may have. Call his team at 248-663-4748 to learn about what retirement plan or health plan options may be available for your business. Securities and investment advisory services are offered through Signatory Investors Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor. 28411 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, 48034, 248-663-4700. If you're wondering about 401k, you've got an old 401k and you're not sure of your options, talk to them. Luke. Yeah, did you talk to Luke yet?
No, I scheduled a meeting, so okay. I'm meeting with him.
Well, call 248-663-4748 if you get lost on the way. And that's a no-obligation consultation, too. And tell him I need some help.
He is there early in the day, too, which I thought was interesting.
As you know, the best way to support our podcast is support our sponsors, Zot Ford and Deals in the D.
Yeah.
They're a big one. Hey, are you starting work there soon?
Yeah, I passed my Pete test.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Really? What was your glucose level?
I don't know. Why do you keep asking me that?
Well, because there's not going to be any drugs in you.
Big, heavy guy, glucose level. What else you got?
I wondered why they would be doing a pee test.
Because that's what they do.
I forget how sensitive Maz is sometimes. I've got to be careful
I'm really not. No, I'm really. I'm not. I'm not. I'm okay.
Just kidding.
I'm fine. I am sensitive, though.
Exactly.
If you want the best prices and greatest experience possible, go to Zot Ford and Holly. Month of August is offering 0% financing for 72 months. 72 months. That's 6 years.
People can come out and I can sell them a car. Isn't that going to be great?
It should be. You should have a lot of our people out there. They've been going out there so far. If they stop coming, it's your fault.
It is.
But they're not going to stop coming.
Ask for me. I will take you on test drives.
I'll trade you a Tahoe.
Brandon, I'm going to hook you up.
Also, an additional, not just 72 months interest-free, that's 6 years. I don't know why I'm good at math. I didn't get that. Also, an additional $4,500 off a new 17 Ford Fusion. That's 0% and $4,500 in savings on a new Ford Fusion. Hurry to just north of Jesus, because when August ends, so does this rare opportunity. Exit 98 on 75. Plus, they got the Red Hot Clear Lot Sizzling Summer Celebration. Lease a new 17 Ford Escape for $125 a month. You can lease it from Mass. Lease a new 17 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4 at $178 per month. See their sensational deals and massive inventory at dealsinad.com. Oh, and don't forget to tell them we sent you.
Take you to lunch. Come on out and see me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Free lunch?
Free lunch. Yeah, if you see Tom, he just sets up.
Yeah, you don't have to buy a car.
They got popcorn and like water and soda in the back. I'll take them right over there.
Oh, that's lunch?
Oh.
Yeah, well, it's a light lunch.
I'm not sure if that's lunch.
Does Gabara know that the cost of the food in the building is going to rise if you're there?
Sounds maybe like, Milano's will be there.
Oh, boy.
Sounds like false advertising to me. I don't call that lunch. Hall Financial wants you to know mortgage rates and programs are always changing. Unless you're paying close attention, you could be missing out on an opportunity to save some money monthly. I've gotten so many notes about them and how much money they've saved people and how easy they make it. They are really beloved. Their employees are very, people love the people they are working with over there, which I love to hear. So find out what your payment could be. Just click on the Hall Financial logo on the Drew and Mike podcast page. Fill out the online form, no obligation, or call 248-308-5000. Make sure you tell them that Drew and Mike sent you. Restrictions apply. Michigan licensed broker lender. NMLS number 1467435. Equal housing lender. When do you start, Maz?
Any day now. It could be this week. I'm just waiting on the call. Once they get all the paperwork cleared and all of that kind of jazz, we'll start. Then they got to train me. I got to learn the Ford product.
Okay.
I got to become certified.
Wow.
I have my own business card. I already said I need Drew and Mike podcast on it.
Somehow I thought you would just be, I just thought you'd be like popping in and start. I forget there's all that training stuff.
Yeah, you got to do all of that stuff.
Read an article.
But I can start selling right away.
Okay.
When do you get hazed?
Hazed? I don't know.
When's Stacy going to haze you?
You never know.
Wouldn't that be funny, hazing Tom? I don't think they haze up there.
I don't think, yeah. The Maz is unhazable anyway.
Really?
These would be good paying jobs.
I tore this out of USA Today today.
Yeah.
I keep reading this story. Oh, I feel like it's in the paper every day. Americans are saving less.
I am.
And I've been reading this story for about 10 years now, and I feel like it's not a story. The story would be if Americans are saving more. I think that this is not a story because we all know we don't have pensions anymore in our companies that we work for.
Yeah.
Ours was frozen in 2009, I think. So some of us are getting something. But, I mean, most people going in the workplace, Brandon, do you have a pension?
I do not. My wife does.
I got some leftover 401. I got some leftover 401k money from 105.1.
Well, you better go see Luke Nowacki.
Yeah, go
for better.
Exactly.
You know, with what we pay for health care, used to you got health care, you didn't pay a dime.
Mm-hmm.
Then you paid a little tiny bit. Then you paid a little more. Then a little more. And then if you become like me and you don't have company health care, you pay ridiculous, insane amounts. You have ridiculous deductibles. So I don't know, why would Americans not be saving less? I mean, the system is stacked to make you save less now because you're paying your 401k. That is your money that you are saving that comes out of your paycheck. So your paycheck has shrunk right there. You have to pay for health care like you didn't used to have to. Yeah. And you have shit health care probably. I don't know. Maybe Brandon has good health care. Does he?
I have my wife's health care, so yeah.
I'm lucky enough,
thank
too.
Thank God for her.
Thank God for my wife's job.
Where's Kathy work?
Utica Community Schools.
Okay.
Some of the best health care out there.
When they say
bust their balls for it, but that's what they get.
When they say saving less, like less from when? From what year? Like what are the
they've been saying this for a long time. They were saying about the baby boomers at one time. They give numbers. It's just basically they don't have a lot of savings. Millennials typically don't. And there's been a lot of discussion about millennials. Oh, they buy lattes every day and they like experiences and they're going to bachelor parties all the time.
Well, all that's true. They're just spending it elsewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do they spend more of their income than previous generations?
I think that is suggested, but I don't know. I think, first of all, I hate broad brushing a group. I just think it's crap.
That's what we do best in this country.
Even to say millennials are great, I think millennials are very cool. They've grown up with stuff that we didn't really, like, you know, gays, for example. There were gays in the kids' schools when they were growing up. They didn't really, they maybe chuckled a few times about it, but they actually were very accepting. And I think that group has sort of led the nation to sort of go, this is not something that we give people shit over. They should be allowed to say what they do and what they are and... It's just part of life.
People are making less today than what they really have, too. I mean, there's that issue.
Some people.
Wages typically, you know, in the 50s, 60s, and 70s rose equally with productivity, but the last 3.5 decades, they really haven't. So 50,000 should be, you know, closer to 75 now. But it's just not. Most of the, you know, a lot of corporations, not that they... You know, they write the rules. They're allowed to, so they're going to keep their profits.
Well, and they don't have to pay pensions anymore.
Exactly.
And they
Which
take your money for health care.
Why would anybody ever get that back?
Once it was gone, I never understood why it left. Why would you lose that? If they want you to work for them for 20 years,
because in
our case, we did.
And it's gone.
No, I know. I remember there was one case I remember reading about very specifically when this just started happening. I remember thinking what BS it was. One of the large, I want to say phone companies, eliminated pensions, except I don't think it was a phone company, because phone companies have good benefits. Anyway, one company in the industry eliminated benefits, and the other one said, well, we can't afford to pay that if our competitor isn't paying it. And so they went poof. And people went, what are you going to do?
Beasley Media just eliminated pensions.
Did they really?
Did they have them? Before just recently?
Isn't that what happened with ours? That's why our pension is now we can either get a lump sum or put it in an annuity.
Yeah, I guess that's the case. I got to start reading my mail.
I mean, if you're vested.
Must be nice.
That's pretty nice, actually. Yeah.
Pretty nice.
So I want to take a lump sum?
Sorry. Ooh.
Payments. Well, you didn't work there for a long time.
Oh, pension.
Pardon me?
We worked there for a long time.
I know. We did work there. I worked there 20 years. Actually, how many years did I work there? 22. But three of them didn't count because it was the previous company. And they said, I remember when they said that was going to be grandfathered. It was not in the end. I didn't find out until it was time to find out about those things. I know. And I had to tell the six people that were still there. The first thing I did was I called Kathy and Costan. Did you know? And they're like, no, I didn't know that. Kathy started in like 86, so she wasn't very happy about it. And Kathy can make a racket.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of racket backed in here.
I love Kathy.
Is she
still there?
She was when I left.
We'll have to get Dan to do the engine sounds.
And the engine sound man's wife.
How about Michael Mayer? He was
Michael was there forever. Yeah, Michael called me. Michael, I want to talk to you, man. We need to talk. We said we're going to talk. And you know me. I blow everything off. And maybe I was supposed to call you. I don't know.
You probably were.
We should talk. I'm trying to be more millennial now and get out.
He probably gave you his number like four different times.
And there's really,
no, he didn't. We talked once.
There's really nothing more millennial than sending out radio for one instant messages over a podcast.
True. No, Michael was there. He was there a long time.
Yeah, went from on air to.
Is Steve at OMC?
Steve.
Costan? I want to say.
I think you're right, yeah.
Mike Mayer was on the air?
Oh, no. He was a
PD. Was a long time
He was
time
a program
ago.
Director.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He's a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I know he listens, too, so don't say anything shitty about Michael.
Yeah, Tom.
No, I dig him.
Mike is a rock dog.
Oh, brought him up.
He is a total rock dog.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He goes to shows and shows. He'll go to Ann Arbor to see a show at a club.
That automatically.
I need to be more like Michael. I want to be more like a millennial and Michael Mayer, and I will be set.
That automatically makes him not worthy of working in radio, right? If you're really good at it, you're not allowed to really work in it.
I have no idea how a radio station is better without Michael Mayer.
Exactly.
I have no earthly idea how that could be. Well, I would agree with
or
you
Brandon,
too.
Or Mark. Or
Joey. I could see how they're better without me. This new attitude's amazing, though. Is HGH makes you want to be like a millennial? But it sort of really seems like. I know Drew sent me a text the other day. Like, I think this millennial thing is wearing off of me. I don't mind taking more meetings now.
Well, I'm not a nut about meetings. But
you've never been a nut about meetings.
I asked you to do a lunch meeting with some people that I haven't heard back from you on.
Pardon me?
What?
I tried to make a couple of lunch meetings with you.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, well, no, but you didn't say specifically. You mean the TV people?
Yeah.
Oh.
They still want to have a meeting?
Yeah.
It's not going to go away if I forget about it?
He's busy tomorrow, Tom. He's got one at 9:30.
I used to really enjoy
what you got tomorrow?
Just watching Drew during meetings and just seeing what's going through
his head. Why do I keep hearing this from different people?
I was always wondering, what the hell is he thinking? And sometimes you despised meetings. It could be a group meeting. It could be a small meeting.
Oh, but he liked meetings with the PD.
No, I remember that.
The weekly meetings at 105.1 were the ugliest meetings I've ever been
How
in
about
because
the
I thoroughly expressed myself.
So glad
I know.
It's not that you hate meetings. You hate meetings with no substance or point.
Those were meetings to give us direction.
Yeah, well.
And I thought we had plenty of direction, and I found it insulting, and so I expressed myself. I'm trying to remember when I got the most pissed. There were a few times.
Oh, there was one. There was pretty bad.
Day one.
Big. There was a big.
Why did it get shitty? It got really
was
shitty.
Was it with who?
Day.
Jay or
Jason?
Or D?
Jason. Yeah.
You mean when he came into our office?
No,
that was bad, but it was in his office.
And Joey and I were on the couch. We didn't say anything for about 45 minutes, and you two just kind of wrapped. And it was, I can't recall. What
was
it? It was
very
Joey?
Contentious.
I just remember Joey coming in my little sports office and going like this. Ow. Did you just miss one?
I think I got a little personal, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, I know what it was.
Oh, yes.
It was something about my studio or my office.
Oh, yeah. And he said our office was his office.
Yes.
That's when he came in our office afterwards.
Yeah. That was my
he said
fault.
All the offices were his.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's because we were...
I can tell you what that was about.
We were trapped in a very small office with a lot of bodies, and we were promised they were going to move us, which never happened.
They did. They moved us.
Crazy. They moved us out.
They moved us right out.
Yeah.
No, but what started that, it was Martin Luther King Day, and the Pistons were playing, and for some reason there was some weird arrangement that if the game ended before 3 o'clock, we would start before 3 o'clock. But nobody bothered to notify us about that.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So somebody in that room, I can't imagine who it would, made a really snarky remark as he was walking by the door. And he came marching on in. Do you remember that?
What was the remark? Oh, I do. I don't remember what the comment was, but I do remember, yeah, that he did a quick 180 and came in.
What was the remark?
Which I'm sure he regrets.
Well, thank you for standing up after I made a really snarky remark.
What was your remark?
It's something about not telling us and communication. Whatever. It's in the past.
Yeah, well, you know what it was? It was weird.
I wish you would have wished us happy anniversary on Twitter.
I know. That was kind of weird. We got left out.
Oh.
Kind of hurt.
Happy anniversary to Ryan and Rico and Tom. And
I think that was an accident.
Oh, God damn, Tom.
Tom, you're going to defend him?
Wasn't that an accident?
Absolutely
really?
Not.
I don't think
no,
so.
No, I totally... You guys probably don't follow each other.
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he did not
I'm never on Twitter, but I follow him.
He did not mean anything by that.
He could have at least put Drew's old Twitter handle on there.
Tom.
Yeah.
I really believe that.
He's
not
going
to hold a grudge.
He's going to shout out every show on that station except for Drew.
Two little shows. He just said, happy anniversary to Ryan and Rico. They were the first show that was on the air.
And you and Derry.
I don't think he mentioned Matt.
Yes, he did.
Seems to me we were on the van. We had T-shirts.
Oh, yeah, you were the van.
So
I still have my Drew's show. Back shirts. Huh. Still wear them proudly.
Okay. It's
crazy. No, I think it was intentional. But I don't really care.
I don't care either.
I don't tweet out to him, so.
I disagree.
It just makes me laugh that
of course
it wasn't
I would,
on there.
Right?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool, actually.
And thank you for the listener that tweeted him back and said, hey, what about these two? And tagged us on because I never would have seen it if it wasn't for that.
I noticed that.
Who did that, do you know?
I don't know. I can go on there and look.
Well, I'm sorry that he's still upset, apparently, about that meeting.
Possibly. Why would he be upset? He got off the ship before you.
That's true.
That's why I'm saying he doesn't hold anything against you.
I don't think he does.
Oh,
I don't think he does.
I doubt
he thinks about it a lot.
I don't think he holds anything against us, but I do think he intentionally left us off that tweet.
Yeah, I did, too.
Mac Goldfan is his name. Mac is the one that did it? Well, thanks, Mac.
Mac Goldfan.
Okay.
Did you hear I was on the queue line?
Yeah, Maz called from the queue line, but the show was over. We started recording a little earlier. So
yeah, I didn't realize that.
Maz was faked out and he had to move the interviews up today, too, on the sports podcast. So that was too bad.
Well, Carmen Harlan's voice sounds really good on the queue line. Very relaxing.
Oh, Carmen is the voice of the queue line?
Yeah, she's the voice of the queue line. And each stop has its own historic meaning. Like she'll say, bing, you just stopped at Cadillac Square. Cadillac Square was named after blah, 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 blah. Brought to you by Quicken Loans or brought to you by...
There's a sponsor for the stops?
There's sponsors for every stop. Every
spot
is sponsored. It's really...
We should buy a sponsorship.
You should. It's really small. Oh, God.
Tell us more.
Very good call.
It was very small.
Tell us about the next stop.
The cars look very small. I mean, they look big, but when you get in them, they look very small.
Okay. So you're in the queue line, and it's...
I'm not sure how big or small it is at this point.
I had to stand for most of the ride up and down Woodward. And, of course, I gave up my seat to an elderly woman. Couple of times as well.
I suddenly feel like I'm running the board.
Hello? Is there anyone there?
So that you
Hello?
You're hitting on some old woman, I heard.
Were the girls with you on the queue line?
Yes, the girls. Oh, want to see some pictures?
How did I know that?
Oh, yeah, please.
Oh, yeah, please.
Is there audio with them?
There's no audio. I might have one with audio.
We got audio, yeah.
Let me take a look. Oh, there it is. Thanks. Thanks, Brandon. Okay.
Did they enjoy the ride in the queue line?
They said it was okay.
How many people were on?
We picked it up at Amsterdam Ave.
Yeah. Did they roll their eyes when you said we're going to ride the queue line?
Yeah, we all rolled our eyes because Grandma brought it up to my wife, Kathy. And then we all looked at each other, me and the girls, and we just went, oh.
Wait, oh. You didn't want to go?
No, not really. Not at that point.
Hey! Just,
not at that point. It was a Sunday.
Wait, but hold on. You and the girls are the four people that went, right?
Yes.
And none of you wanted to go?
Yeah. So why'd you go?
We went to make Grandma and Mom happy.
Oh, you're so in my they want Grandma.
So they went.
What did they get out of? Oh, they went with you?
Yeah.
Why couldn't Grandma?
There's all the stops, Mark. Yeah, I'll show you the stops, Mark.
And why can't you say, I'll drop you off the queue line and I'll pick you up at the end of it and just take a nap in your car for the hour it takes?
There are the stops. It was nice. It was fine. I got to ride the queue line. It was very crowded because it's free right now before Labor Day.
Yeah.
Now, after that, it will cost you $3 to ride it, but you get a day pass. So you can ride it all day for $3.
What is that picture of? Those are all the stops?
Those are the stops. Huh. I figured I would let you take a look at them and say it stops, but it looks like you're doing something to intentionally do something bad to my phone again.
Can I have that, please? Give
me my phone back. Mark's up to no good. What was he trying to do?
Did you try to tweet Mark is so great again or so right?
Tom has never learned to not hand me his phone.
True, I'm going
to
hand you my phone for a second.
I immediately close it and open his Twitter and tweet out stuff.
These are the stops, Drew.
I questioned taking a picture of the stops.
Well, I did it for you guys, so you could see the stops.
Oh, okay. You don't have to do that for me.
I did it for the podcast. Right,
you don't need to do that.
Can we just Google the stops?
The first stop is, of course, Grand Boulevard, which is the Fisher Building. Then there's Baltimore Street. Baltimore Street is where the Greyhound station is.
What just happened?
Greyhound, and there's a White Castle across the street from there as well. Amsterdam Street is by Wayne State. That's where we parked and we went on it. They have park and rides, by the way.
Lids are getting really heavy.
Then there's Ferry Street, Warren, which is, of course, Canfield. Those are all the Wayne State stops. MLK and Mack Avenue. Okay, and then there's...
Are you getting paid by the queue line to do this?
Then there's Adelaide. Montcalm Street, which is Comerica.
I feel a plug coming again.
Grand Circus, which is Ford Field. Then there's Campus Martius. And finally, Congress.
Wow. 3 miles, this is going to never end. I feel like the stops took longer to read than to actually ride the thing the whole way.
This was our train, Drew. Train number 288. Picked it up on Amsterdam Ave.
Lovely.
You like that?
Yeah. I'm just so glad you took a picture.
Isn't that nice?
Boring. Nice looking.
I've been dying to hear Homer say boring for the longest time.
Boring.
Yeah, Brandon and I were...
Abby standing by the next stop sign there.
So good for her.
To life.
She looks beautiful.
See, there she goes.
Oh, she just came to life.
Brandon and I are in the midst of rebuilding some drops and finding some things.
Uh-huh.
And I came across this... Boring from Homer was one of the first ones we wanted.
Of course.
I came across this version of it, which I just didn't remember.
Tonight... We've all come to honor a close friend of ours.
Boring.
A man who provided the Burns Corporation with 45 years of faithful service, Mr. Jack Marley.
Boring.
Just the fact that he did it twice.
Oh, beautiful.
How many Adam West drops you got in there?
Zero.
Judge West.
From Mayor Family West. Guy? I don't think so. I wanted to mention the...
Oh, yeah, wrong show.
Sorry, I know what you meant.
Thanks.
We talked about this guy, that 22-year-old who killed five people going through a stop sign drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. This is the guy you said you started to feel sorry for.
Yeah.
And I kind of fought you on it, but after seeing the apology or his regret.
Oh, there's no doubt.
There's some more sympathy.
He regrets it. I mean, it's
not a lot.
The carnage is
awful.
Brutal.
It's atrocious.
And he clearly... He had a problem. I don't know why anybody would let him behind a car, or the wheel of a car. He had a couple drinking things, which a lot of people are 22 probably have. I don't know. But Lisa Roos Church from the Livingston Daily talked to him. I don't know how it ended up in the Free Press. I guess they just picked it up.
They trade stories.
They do. Okay. Yeah. Anyways, being held without bond and 5 counts of second-degree murder, more than a dozen other charges. It took them 15 minutes to read all the charges they were going for. He's overwhelmed by the impact of his actions. He wants the victims to know he's sorry. I never meant to do what I did to those people. I can imagine how they feel. I know how I feel. I would love to take it all back. I wish I had died. he had dreams as a kid of being someone who made people laugh. Thought he would act.
Me too.
Those faded as he started drinking alcohol. He said it led to stealing and homelessness. I didn't know this.
Oh,
this
really?
Stuff. Yeah. His convictions for minor possession, operating a vehicle while impaired, drove without a valid license. His license was eventually suspended due to unpaid traffic tickets. I don't understand why people don't pay traffic. What do you think is going to happen when you don't pay a traffic ticket?
They think they're going to forget about it or something.
No, really? It's going to cost you 20 times as much.
I know people who've done this. The outcome is so bad, ends up costing so much more, and you're going to get pulled over. So anyway.
Could he not afford it? I mean, if he's homeless.
I guess not, maybe. Well, I think it'd be a little
careful. That's driving, maybe.
Wow.
Also,
he wouldn't figure
a homeless person would do a lot of driving either.
Just a mess. Well, unless he's driving his house.
Said he felt he was turning his life around, including having a daughter now, too, and working at a job pouring concrete. Said he helped another friend who was a passenger of the car at night get a job at the same concrete company. I felt I could drink without it being a problem, but he decided to hang out with friends in the evening, so he met up with two buddies. They met a friend at a veterinary park, and he drank Smirnoff, and it sounded like he drank a whole bottle of Smirnoff.
Wow.
I thought I took... Continuation of the story out. Anyway, he doesn't remember the stop sign he ran and doesn't remember the crash. He just woke up in terrible pain. His leg was messed up, I guess. And that's pretty much it. He was in the hospital. He wondered if they were, you know, what happened to the people in the car. They wouldn't tell him, so he knew it was bad. Yeah, it's just the most horrible thing ever. So, yeah, there's that. And then there was another story.
You said he had a kid?
Yeah, he's got a 2-year-old. I didn't know that.
He's
21.
Oh, he's 20. Oh, boy, yeah. 21 with a 2-year-old.
I know.
Oosh. I know how hard it is being 40 with a 2-year-old.
That reminds me, Quantasia?
Yeah.
Usher's babe?
Yeah.
Usher's woman?
Yeah.
Usher's big woman?
Customer of the Days Inn.
Who he says is not his type, but appears to have been in the lobby of the Days Inn, promising somebody an autograph the night she was there. Kind of strange.
What would Usher be more likely to admit to, banging this chick or being in the lobby of the Days Inn, of Odd Days Inn?
I would say being in the lobby of the Days Inn because he could try to explain it away. But
because you know he's up to no good. Why would Usher be in the lobby of a Days Inn?
Yeah, I would think he was buying drugs or something, but he doesn't seem like
why
that.
Why there? Guy. Why not a nice hotel?
That's where she was staying, and his...
Quantasia was staying there.
His soon-to-be fiance was at the other hotel where he was staying.
Yeah, that's his problem is that he was in this relationship when this all happened, and there's a date. It was her 19th birthday or something.
Yeah.
And anyway, Quantasia, I was reading about her today. She's 21, and
she... You like saying her name, don't you?
Well, it's a beautiful name. If I had a daughter, I would name her Quantasia, clearly.
That's a huge bitch!
Ladies and gentlemen, Quantasia. Now, see, there's a drop. I don't know if we'll ever find it.
Oh, somebody else had a really good drop they wrote me about. I'm trying to remember what it was. Anyway, Quantasia is 21 now, and she's pregnant with her third child.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, why would you do that to yourself?
I don't know. I was watching Teen Mom last night. Two of those teen moms have 3 kids now, both of them by 3 different baby daddies.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not sure there was any official marriages when any of those 6 kids were born. Not that it matters. I mean, I'm just saying. It
sounds like great things are ahead for those kids.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, one of them was going to college, and then she said, it's too hard. It's too far to drive. I'm letting my kids down. So I'm going to drop out and take online classes.
Please give those kids away. Get them adopted, please. Please.
I found her wacky national anthem.
Who, is this Quantasia?
No, Fantasia.
Oh, Fantasia.
But I don't have the beginning where the guy goes, no, maybe it's the end where he goes, ladies and gentlemen, Fantasia. The guy really,
do you remember that? Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It's the All-Star game or something?
Yeah, I don't remember what year. 2008?
Fantastic Burrito.
Yeah. She gets a little wacky. I'll jump to the end.
Still there.
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet rise?
Oh, he's in
Fantasia. What's going to be on there?
For the
yeah, I think it's at the end. I think you're right.
Unless she drags it out for 20 more seconds. Which is possible.
Aretha.
Come on, wrap it up, burrito.
What?
Yeah, that was the way it's supposed to be sung.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fantasia.
Oh. Tell me that wasn't worth it.
Oh, I love that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Fantasia. My God. That's like the guy on Temptation Island. Remember that? We had him on? He was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. He's a weatherman in L.A.
I don't know why Fantasia reminded me of this.
Mark, look at that app on the bottom there.
Let me see. What, Joel Osteen?
No, Q Line.
Oh, you have a Joel Osteen app?
I downloaded
that Mitch album.
No, it's Joel.
I mean, they look the same.
I downloaded the Q Line app, Drew. I forgot to tell you that.
Oh, thank you.
Story.
What happens? Broke in for that.
What happens? Open it up. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
When you open it,
tells you when you want to use the next car and stuff.
Wait, what?
If you want to use a car. One of the cars.
Oh, they call them cars?
Yeah. Next train. There it is. So you go to the next train.
I just want to know, did anyone hear about the strippers that ate the bad shrimp?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that the worst story you've ever heard? Actually, I should read the whole story, but I was so grossed out that they had a buffet at a strip club, and the strippers apparently all ate the bad shrimp. And one of them had explosive diarrhea on stage.
Oh.
And I swear to God, I was reading the story. They said customers were throwing up.
Well, duh.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I would throw up.
What place was this?
A strip club. I don't remember where that was. Did you send me that story, Brandon? I'm ready to give you credit for it.
Yeah, sure.
You quick thinking.
Okay, somebody else must have sent that.
Oh.
Let's see.
Oh, actually, audio.
I'm going to puke.
Jacksonville. Thank you, Joey.
Yeah, clearly. Actual audio. Oh. They've taken
music
out,
under
they've
it,
taken out the music and the crowd so you can hear
music it under it.
Live through the board. Her ass was actually mic'd, apparently. That's one of the audience members throwing up. Oh, boy. Oh, here we go. RG sent this to me. Thank you, RG, for this lovely story. I knew this was going to get bad. I knew the story would go on longer than I wanted it to. Popular strip. No, just that was actually very excellent job on the board there, Brandon.
Thank you.
A popular strip club in Jackson. Is this Jackson, wait, Michigan?
It's Jacksonville.
It said Jackson.
Oh.
Has been closed until further notice after several dancers contracted diarrhea. The cause of the incident remains linked to a contaminated buffet at the venue. The venue has not been named. Why not name the venue?
Oh, I think you can find whatever one's closed today.
Reports by local media, the strip club was nearly full on Friday night while the incident occurred. Both staff and customers. Was this a fake story?
I mean, they're not naming the strip club. Why would they not?
I agree.
I think this might be fake.
It's from the Jackson Telegraph. Is the Jackson Telegraph a real?
Is that Michigan or Jackson, Jersey?
I don't know.
Jackson, Missouri.
You know, I'm pissed I brought it up.
Jackson, Mississippi.
Is there a Jackson Telegraph?
Well, just read the story. I want to hear it anyway.
Okay. The strip club was nearly full on Friday night when the incident occurred. Both staff and customers reported to have eaten from the free buffet, which included the usual selection of ribs, chicken, and deep-fried shrimp. While results of the lab analysis are yet to come back, one source familiar with the investigation still reports the bad shrimp was most likely the cause. Typically, shrimp involves when they're not cleaned thoroughly. Patrons are sitting
wait,
on stage.
Is that according to
reused
Dr. Gabe Merkin?
Dr. Merkin?
No, it's
is that
a
from
source,
Dr. Stuart Fisher, also the Park Avenue Diet?
Source familiar with the investigation.
Oh, okay.
Patrons of the venue were sitting near the stage were the most directly affected by the incident. Well, obviously. Three dancers were performing on separate poles when the first sign of trouble emerged. At first, I picked up a bad smell. I thought maybe the guy next to me had farted, said the witness, who declined to be named. Okay, this is starting to sound really fake. Well, the smell got worse. I noticed a lot of other guys were looking around to see what it was. It was at this point, the first dancer to suffer from diarrhea was unable to control her bowels any longer. I'm not even reading this.
Did this smell like mags?
It was absolutely disgusting. A number of guests immediately puked. I personally ran for the exit. I lost all interest in the show. What, some people did not lose interest in the show? Well, the other two don't have diarrhea yet.
I've known guys like that.
Wait. Clean up on aisle three.
Hey, they're focused. The other dancers also suffered gross from diarrhea soon after, were forced to abandon their performance. They had a hard time getting off the stage, said one witness, who stayed to watch the aftermath. Why did you stay to watch the aftermath?
This person?
Many of the guests who've been enjoying the show also contracted diarrhea.
Contracted.
Joey, Jackson Telegraph?
No, it's fake. Insane.
God damn,
damn it, Joey.
What? RG, why did you send me this
Come
fake
on,
story?
RG. I don't know who I'm more mad at.
Drew, be mad
RG
at
RG or
for
Joey?
It's fake.
Joey for revealing
Joey.
It's fake?
Oh, that's right,
exactly.
Joey.
The Jackson Telegraph. Why would. Jesus. You know.
Well, someone sent you that Malia Obama story yesterday, too, which was fake news.
Okay. What did she do in the fake news?
All of you are suspended from email until you stop sending fake shit to me. Damn it. Wait, here's Jackson Telegraph Archives.
Yeah, but there's nobody quoted in the story.
I know. I thought it sounded weird.
On August 17th, the similarly fake Jackson Telegraph website published the same story. This came from another story on May 27th.
Oh!
From
another fake Jesus.
Man, I feel like the room is starting to stink.
Ugh. Why, is Mags in here?
Mags is bathed.
Did you tell that
story?
Did
he roll in something like I had? Like I told you?
I left the sprinkler on overnight.
Yeah, you didn't tell this story on the air, right?
I didn't, no.
So go ahead.
So the yard was soaking wet. Uh-huh. Anyway, he was in the dry part of the yard, ooh, he and Layla, and there was a rabbit or something, and he went sprinting.
Rabbit
and
shit.
He slipped. And
he could have went in
water
rabbit shit.
And a couple of,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, a couple of his previous presents.
There you go. That, see, that was better than anal glands.
That's true.
Okay.
He was very bummed out.
You would have had him in bill territory before you know it.
I had to clean him up. There was a hose involved. He was not happy, but he was very happy to be clean. So then yesterday, I don't want to get real specific, but anyway, he had to be bathed.
Of course.
And he stared at me the entire time he was in the bathtub. He stared, I mean, right into my eyes.
Why are you doing this to me?
Yes.
My dog hates it as well, but my dog likes to roll around in rabbit and goose crap all the time.
Nice.
Oh.
Well, Mags does, usually he knows, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
cheats.
He's walking, he's
cheats
carrying
all
me,
over it.
He's carrying me into the bathroom. This means it's time for my bath. He sort of knows once in a while he has to do it, but he just had a bath, and so I think he was pissed, like, what, is this the new schedule?
Yeah, if you're going to roll around and shit, it is.
What did Layla say?
Slipped,
what was Layla saying?
The grass was soaked. And
I don't know. Layla has her own issues.
He had a head of steam going.
Layla's so sweet.
Layla has her own issues. She was a little constipated the other day in the front yard.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for filming her, Mark. Completely bumming her out.
She doesn't know she's a dog.
She knows when she's being filmed.
She knew it took her about 30 minutes.
She knew there was exceptional interest in her, and she was not happy. She's not feeling well.
Wait, was she really not feeling well, or is she just, she can't go to the bathroom in front of people? She got stage fright.
I don't think she was feeling well. I'm just guessing.
Oh, okay.
Well, I could
now
be
wrong. I feel bad.
She was backed up.
But she got to do that funny dog walk for like 20 minutes, so I couldn't stop laughing.
She was assuming the position for quite a while.
Filmed it.
Hey, does anybody use an iPad anymore?
You know what? I do. I don't use mine.
You do?
Yeah.
You do?
I still use my, phone a lot
too
more,
big.
Though.
I use the phone for everything.
What, the screen's too big?
I just don't like
You're
holding.
Overwhelmed by the picture?
I don't like holding something that big.
I use my iPad when my phone's charging.
Okay.
I used, when I got that Mac Air, that was the end of the iPad, just because it's got a real keyboard.
They just did a story about, USA Today, about the iPad. They sold a bunch more units, and they're just saying it's up for the first time in a long time. And they've improved. The iPad is cheaper. Also, it's got more powerful chips to make it speedier, and
yeah, they
blah,
haven't really
blah.
Haven't changed in a long time.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be better. Plus, you get a built-in camera that can shoot great stills and video up to 4K video resolution.
Oh, good. I can't wait to take my iPad to a concert.
I know. Well, that's the first thing I thought of was, oh, my God, we're going to hear Mark bitching a lot about this new video resolution on the iPad because it's going to be out there all the time now.
Well, who wants to carry that around and film
something? No, it's absurd. I am stunned when I see someone filming with an iPad. That was a Trump video, rally, wasn't it?
Yeah, the West Virginia rally.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, Brandon, is the show and tell music? Do you know where it is?
I got it.
You can bring up Al.
I don't want Mark's.
Al Green show and tell if you have
not
to.
Not Mark's.
What, I've queued this one up.
Please. I got something
Is that
for
the
you.
Show and tell music now?
I got Please. Something for you too, Mark. You're going to like this show
okay.
and tell. It's part of your heritage.
Don't.
It is.
I have no heritage.
Yes, you have heritage.
I'm white.
I don't have my Michigan tickets yet, by the way.
I know. I was talking to Mr. Riley about that. He's really concerned that you might not have ordered them.
What?
Did you order them?
He would suggest that? he asked
He might have pointed out that it's happened before.
Does that mean you lose them,
Drew? This late. Oh,
okay.
Not this late.
Okay.
Does that mean you lose them?
No, Matt texted me, do you have the confirmation number? And I said, who do you think you're talking to? He didn't even respond. I'm like, wait, I don't get a laugh for that? Nothing?
He laughed because he told me about that.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm glad he laughed. Because I do think he forgot who he's talking to.
Ooh, Bath and Body Works.
What?
My bag is on.
Gross.
My Bath and Body Works.
Tom's
bag.
Bag's on the table.
My bag is on the table. All right, this goes back.
Ugh.
This goes back to the 70s. Of course, because I like everything old.
Yes.
I gotta wait for the riff, don't I?
Yeah, you gotta have the hook. Definitely.
Mark! Randall, you're gonna have to do a new one of these and just, have,
know that was
just have the hook.
It's in there somewhere. He couldn't find it.
Oh, we better just go on and just dive on
But
in.
The people love hearing you sing when it comes up. Here it comes.
See you, man.
There you go, girl. Hit it.
No one cares. It's a game I play when I want to say.
Nice job, Mitch.
I love you.
Great. Great singing, Mitch.
All right, here it is. From the 70s. My brother-in-law just brought these to me. He saved them for me for all these years.
Show and tell.
From McDonald's. The original. Batman and Robin mugs. Glass mugs. From McDonald's, Mark. Collector's items.
I think this is a very dubious marketing tool, putting Batman on a glass mug.
This was back in the day.
I can't see anything. It's all glass.
How old they are.
It looks like a glass to me.
They used to do tons of different glasses back in the
day. Oh, this is a Joker. That's kind of cool if you really look at it.
On the bottom, it tells you which one it is. This one is a
Robin
glass.
What's this, the Lost in Space robot? That's what it looks like.
I don't know what that is. Look on the bottom. What's it say?
My parents still have, I'm not trying to one-up you, Tom, but my parents still have the McDonald's glasses that they gave away with the Pittsburgh Steelers championship on it.
I like that.
They're in use.
Man,
I don't know why.
Does this look like the Lost in Space robot?
It does look like him.
Maybe it is.
It does look like him.
They just dropped that in
here.
What's
the bottom of yours say?
It's got the golden arches.
Mine has Robin over the
arches. Oh, this is Two-Face.
It says Two-Face?
Yeah.
So
let me see Robin.
There's Robin.
I don't think that looks like Robin.
Batman Forever? These aren't that old. This is from the 70s.
They're not?
Batman Forever is not that old.
I got robbed. my brother-in-law says I had these since the 70s.
He lied to you. Batman Forever,
Batman
1995.
Forever.
Honestly?
It says Batman Forever on it.
No, this can't be. This says the Riddler.
Let me see that
one. That's the wrong Batmobile. That's the wrong Batmobile, Maz. That's not the original.
It says Batman Forever. You
overpaid. Hey, by the way, we got to get Monkey Mobile Mel on this week, don't we?
Yes.
That's right. It's the big ride up the street there.
The cruise? The cruise.
You can sell a complete set on eBay, Tom, for $19.99.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
We'll sell them.
I don't want them now. They're Batman Forever. He tricked me.
You can buy them on Amazon, too.
Oh, boy. I wish I could... I wish I could share my conversation with Mike Clark with everybody.
Oh, really?
It's so GD funny. But unfortunately, I'm going to ask for permission. I don't think I'm going to get it.
Can you say what the topic
it's
is?
It's a couple things, actually. We've been talking about, maybe him rejoining for coming on, calling in a couple times a week. And it just gets very complicated.
Yeah.
And a few other things.
I would love to meet
him. Mostly just silly stuff, but he's really been cracking me up. But I just don't know if he would want me to share this, come on, these jokes with everyone. But he's in good humor. I just have to say that.
I'd like to meet him.
You don't know Mike?
No.
Wow, that's right.
I would love
you
to meet him.
You wouldn't know Mike.
I would love to meet him.
Wait, I thought.
No.
No, okay. Yeah, you were on opposite days. That's right. I was thinking you guys had. Okay. Yeah. Well, one of these days, I know he's going to call in one of these days.
He'll come in.
I think he said he was making some lists.
Oh, boy.
I know. Lists. To call in. I said,
what if I went and picked
him
up? Would he do that? I'll go pick him up.
No.
Picking him up's really complicated.
No. You'll be at his mercy.
The funny thing is he always demands like a 5-minute warning when you're close to his house.
Well, I can give him a 5-minute warning.
No, it's not that hard. It's just really funny. He always remembers to say, I need a 5-minute warning. I'm like, I know, but the 5-minute warning now. So I know where to give it to, what equals 5 minutes.
Well, I could Uber him right over here and take him back. Name the day.
I will make the offer.
All right.
I'm not expecting a positive answer. I think he would bring himself over here if he could.
I'll use my new Zot Ford vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Brandon, you want to get us out of here? Is there anything left?
I can do that.
I mean, trying to get out of here at a good time this week because Brandon's been pressed into further duty.
Hey, I wanted to say hi to a big fan of yours.
What's that, Joe?
I was repeating that. Piano, blind piano product. Just I can do that.
I can do that. Hi, Leslie.
Pepperoni pizza.
The drops people remember just kill me. There are a few most popular drops. Since we are looking at the drops, if you want to send drops that you really miss, you know, I kind of miss Trump. You did play She Would Not Be My First Choice. Didn't you play that, Brandon?
Not today.
I always want to give Brandon credit for stuff, and he looks at me like, right. I did that. You did that, okay.
It's his first
Somebody
day.
Did it. Did you do it, Mark?
I played some Trump stuff earlier.
Okay.
How about this one?
It wasn't
drop.
Today.
How about this one?
Yes.
You're fired.
Oh, your Trump impersonation. Yes. Yeah, we don't have... We do have... We might have a drop of that, too.
I am not a crook.
I think we have that drop, too.
Okay.
I haven't gotten a lot of requests for it yet, but we'll see.
Okay.
Don't forget, rate us. Give us your best rating. Well, don't have to use your best rating. Just rate us. It helps. I don't know why it does. We're on Facebook. Like us, please. Drew and Mike Podcast. I'm on Twitter at Drew Mike Podcast. And it's still only 7,000 people following me. Even though I'm a great follow.
You come out with stuff all throughout the day and night.
Sometimes I do. Yes. I have taken days off occasionally, but I'm trying to churn stuff
you
out.
You never know when something fires out.
That's true. Usually when I see something, I get pissed.
Like Trump today, you hit that with three quick.
I did.
Three.
I tried to be kind of neutral. It's hard, but it was a wild press gum. There'll be a lot about that. Trust me. That will be heard. That will reverberate for days. Not saying why, just saying. We'll see you tomorrow with, it's Brandon's Day.
Oh, cool. Again?
Yeah. Every day is Brandon Day almost.
I see that.
But he should be in a fuller presence tomorrow, hopefully. Maybe we'll start a little later. And Trudy Thursday. Sorry.
Go Great Lakes. Go Great Lakes.
Believe me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell you.